High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unish.
And live from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa, we bring you Class 3A Championship Football on this Thursday night, as it will be the Xavier Saints, unbeaten at 12-0, number one in the state of Iowa, taking on the Pella Dutch. They come in with a record of 11-1. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Scott Unash alongside former Jefferson coach John Hegarty. Jeff Downing, our in-studio producer here tonight. Our high school football brought to you by First Federal Credit Union, with their third location opening up officially today. They are located downtown in Hiawatha, and the brand-new location at the Westdale Mall on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, Michael, everybody. It was great to see everybody at the ribbon cutting today. And should be a great, great facility as they get going with their third store out there. And we get going with the 3A state championship game, John, and two old foes, at least over the last five or so years, going at it. Third meeting since 2014 between Xavier and Pella, and the Dutch three-time defending state champions. And like we said last week, kind of Ric Flair-ish, to be the man, you got to knock off the man, and that's what Xavier's got to do tonight.
Tough job ahead of the Xavier Saints. This is the team in green that has been the thorn in their side ever since they came down to the 3A level, and I know that they would dearly love to stop that losing streak tonight.
Well, the Xavier Saints coming off the terrific 35-7 defeat of Solon in the semifinals, and Pella had a little different journey in the semifinals. The Dutch got out to a 35-0 lead, looked terrific, hit on some big home run plays, and then all of a sudden somebody told Harlan there was a game at halftime, and the Cyclones came back, had a two-point conversion try within the last minute that fell short, and Pella won that one 41-39. It's two teams that are basically starting over from last year. You remember that terrific semifinal game, 34-30. Looking down in the southwest end zone, you can almost see the jump ball down there that Pella won, and Xavier came up about 4 inches short on. And I know there's one number five out there that's taking offensive snaps at about the 20-yard line right now. That is the one guy that would like to rectify that situation.
And I'm sure that Quinn Schulte has passed that intensity and factor for revenge along to his teammates as well tonight. But once that whistle blows and the kickoff signals the first hit, Scott, I think all of those revenge factor types of things will be put behind them, and then it just comes down to playing football. And frankly, whichever team executes and makes the fewest mistakes, I think, in over the course of 48 minutes and plays with the greatest amount of enthusiasm and intensity, that's going to be the team that wins. Last week in the semifinal game that we broadcast with Solon, the intensity and emotion for Xavier was almost unmatched in any high school football game that I've ever been a part of, called, seen. And if they can translate even a portion of that into this game tonight against Pella, that would be a recipe for another state title for Dwayne Schulte and his excellent staff and school.
And Xavier, of course, making their 14th appearance as Xavier High School. These teams have met with Cedar Rapids Regents taking on Pella back in the day a couple of different occasions as far as the playoffs are concerned. But as far as Xavier is a 3A school going for their first state championship, of course, we were here in 2006 when Xavier knocked off Southeast Polk for the 4A state championship. And Regents and LaSalle, who merged to form Xavier back in 1999, have also won state championships. This Pella team, a little different team. Little different names,
yes,
than what we've been accustomed to, but they've got some very, very good, talented players. They're a big play team. They showed that against Harlan. Ryan Gustafson, a junior quarterback, 50% on the year, 16 TDs, but has thrown 12 interceptions. Reese Schnell in the backfield. A young man by the name of Avery Van Zee, who is a terrific, terrific athlete. The names may have changed, but it's still a very talented team in green.
They'll have a great offense that'll be very diversified. They'll rush the ball well. They'll also pass it as equally as well. Their defense will play solid. Their special team, there's just not a weakness on this Pella team. However, with that said, I will tell you that their quarterback, although an outstanding athlete, he is not the threat to run that we have seen in years past. Got a nice arm. The guy that scares me, if I'm Jim O'Connell, defensive coordinator for Xavier, his name is Van Zee. He is a do-it-all athlete. He can run the ball. He can catch with it. And I think you're going to see Jay McKinstry try and get him out in space and get some one-on-one matchups with him against Xavier's defense.
A lot of folks going both ways this year for the Pella Dutch. Haven't seen that in the last two or three years for Pella in this run of state championships. But you take a look at things on the offensive line, the defensive line. There are about six or seven people going both ways.
And that is in large part why they had such a difficult time in the second half last week's semifinal game with Harlan. They came out with that 35-7, I believe, Harlan scored right before the intermission. So the continuous clock didn't start out. And Harlan just, they caught lightning in a bottle. And I think they kind of came out and set the Dutch back on their heels and then had a little bit more in the gas tank, I think. Dutch had just enough to hold on. They're a team with nine lives. They get to this point, and they're playing in the dome, and they know how to make things happen, and so they did advance. But your point is well taken, Scott. I got to think that 48 minutes, if Xavier can push them to the limit, might be the determining factor.
Coming your way on the True North pregame show here on KGYM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, as we come your way live from the Unidome here in Cedar Falls. Taking a look and breaking down these two teams, both average 35 points per ball game. Xavier a little stingier as far as the defense is concerned, giving up only 8.3 points per ball game and only 175 yards per contest, while Pella not quite as stingy defensively. 242 yards they give up as far as their defense and almost 14 points per game. What I'm looking at tonight, if this thing is going to be a good old-fashioned shootout, higher the score, I think that's going to favor the Little Dutch. And I think the lower score, defensive grinded-out game, I think Xavier's got a better chance.
Agreed. Either way, I think special teams are going to play a big role in this game. I'm not necessarily predicting, like I have in the past, that Xavier is going to run back some of their patented pickup wall and fence returns on the punt situation. But I think that they're going to set up field position, Scott, and that's what's going to allow them to be successful tonight if they do. Look for special teams to play a big role from my vantage point.
Can the Xavier Saints run the ball against Pella? We asked that same question against Solon last week. The answer was a resounding yes. Xavier averaging 214 yards a game on the ground. Pella's giving up less than 100 yards. A lot like Solon was last week for the Xavier offense, and they passed that test.
Here's the thing about Xavier's offense, Scott. They have been trying very successfully, I might add, to outflank teams. Quarterback sweep, tailback sweep. They'll do a lot of misdirection and then come back. They ran a lead option last week, which I've never seen Dwayne Schulte do, where they fake the rushing to attack one direction. Quarterback Quinn Schulte turns completely around and options back to the opposite side of the field. That tells me that Jay McKinstry and his defensive coaches are going to be trying very hard in the early going of this game to shut down the outside running game, which should open up and make the inside between the tackles running much more effective for the Saints.
Talking about running, Braden Stobey has been terrific for the Xavier football team. He needs 79 yards tonight to pass 1,000. That's probably the last thing on Braden's mind. Seven touchdowns, 19 touchdowns for Quinn Schulte, who also could get over the 1,000-yard mark with a big night tonight. He needs 128 yards to get over that magical 1,000-yard mark. But tell you, Braden Stobey, whether it's been returning punts, whether it's been in the backfield, when Jax Junkie went out with the injury, Stobey stepped in and has done just a tremendous job.
He has quite simply stepped into Jax Junkie's role as the tailback and made things happen. He has inspired his team by his actions on the field and the plays that he has made. But I know that, you know, he's watched a lot of people in his family have success in athletics. And he's kind of coming up a little bit from behind and saying, you know what, I've learned my lessons well. I've been given this opportunity for whatever reason, and I'm going to make the most of it for my team.
Crowd starting to file in here at the Uni Dome as we get closer and closer to kickoff. As Xavier's going to be the visiting team, and again, just like last week, wearing their white jerseys with the blue numbers and the silver pants and the silver helmets, and they're not going back to the all the way back to the UNI locker room. They're just staying right in the garage tunnel right there, getting their instructions from Dwayne Schulte. And oh, by the way, not saying that Xavier is superstitious or anything like that, but you mentioned last week Jim O'Connell wearing his John Deere sweatshirt. What's he wearing tonight? He's got that very same John Deere sweatshirt on this evening.
Well, there's fields to be combined. So we're just lucky he's here tonight.
That's right. So not saying superstition plays a part.
Okay. I will say it. When it comes to Xavier football, superstition plays a part in things, okay?
All right. We will we'll go with that. Pella making their 29th appearance overall as a school. They're 42-25. They have one of the best winning percentages as far as playoffs are concerned. And, of course, three straight state championships, 2014, 2015, and 2016. And, of course, Xavier looking for their very first 3A state title. They won it all in 4A back in 2006. Came up short in 4A again in 2012 and 2013. And Dwayne Schulte, he is looking for his second state championship as far as Xavier High School is concerned. 24 season overall for Dwayne. Looking for win number 178 tonight. He's 177-79 overall. Meanwhile, Jay McKinstry, 21st season, started off as a co-coach at Pella. Now the head coach all by his lonesome, 191-49. How did they get here? Pella with the win over Webster City in the opening round, the rematch of last year's championship, 27-7. Then they avenged their only loss of the year. They went to Dallas Center Grimes and won 35-18. And then, of course, defeated Harlan 41-39 in the semifinal last week. For Xavier, a 43-10 win at home at Saints Field over Oskaloosa. 44-21 in the quarterfinals in a game you heard here against Davenport Assumption. And then the big 35-7 victory over Solon last week in the state semifinals. So both teams making their way to the championship game here tonight at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. And again, more playoffs coming up tomorrow. It'll be 1A and 4A, 10:30 tomorrow morning. It'll be Iowa City Regina, the Regals, in action taking on Van Meter. And then tomorrow night, Iowa City West and West Des Moines Dowling, the 4A rematch from last year. And that will be at 6:45 tomorrow night. Both those games on 107.5 and 106.3 FM with Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, and Todd Warner with the call. So three championship games here on KGYM to bring you this year. So it's a pretty good season, I think.
Well, it sure has, and it's been our pleasure to bring you the action all season long, as we have for years and years now. And
15 of them, to be exact.
That's right. And it's a good feeling to be back up here in the press box at the Uni Dome, Scott, knowing that we've got one of our KGYM area teams tonight in the 3A finals. Congratulations to Xavier, win or lose. They've had a tremendous season and represented the metro area and the corridor very, very well.
Yep, last team standing as far as the metro area is concerned is the Saints, about ready to make their way out of the Northwest Tunnel, the garage where UNI comes out. And Panthers were practicing when we first got here today. A spirited walkthrough for, yes, Mark Farley and UNI.
Mark Farley, about as intense during a practice as I've had the pleasure to watch him up here. You'd never know that they were playing the team on Saturday that they are, but I suspect he's getting ready, not for the team that the Panthers will face this Saturday, but rather the first round of the playoffs.
Xavier's out onto the field. We will have our national anthem coming up here in just a little bit. The Pella Dutch are ready to go at their tunnel on the northeast side. And we will have the national anthem for you coming up here in just a little bit. Let's go ahead and set our Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups for you tonight for the Pella Dutch on offense. They will look like this. At left tackle, it'll be Bobby Scheel, a 6'2", 230-pound junior. Cade Van Vliet will be the left guard, 6'1", 210 pounds, and a senior. The center would be Joel Byram, 6', 225, and a senior. The right guard is Jake Hirama, 5'11", 225, and a senior. The right tackle, Mason Herder, at 6 foot 225 and a sophomore. The tight end is a big one, Lucas Warner, 6'2", 230 pounds, and a senior. Ryan Gustafson is the quarterback, 6'1", 180, and a junior. The running back, Reese Schnell, 5'10", 185, and he is a senior. And the wideouts, the one to watch, Avery Van Zee. He'll run it, too, out of the jet sweep, 5'10", 170, and a senior. Curtis Ware, 6'2", 170, and he is a senior. That is your Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Pella offense. For the Xavier offense, they will go with, at left tackle, Ethan Brown, 6'4", 245, and a senior. Left guard will be Wyatt Johnson, 6'2", 215, and a junior. Tim Glaboker at center, 5'11", 225, and a senior. The right guard, John Draker, 6'2", 25, and a senior. And the right tackle, Josh Volk, 6'4", 290, and a sophomore. Jacob Hines is the tight end, 6'2", 205, and a senior. The wideouts, Gabe Lux, 5'9", 160, and a senior. And senior Jack Scott, 6'3", 190. The quarterback, Quinn Schulte, 6'1", 185, and a junior. The running back will be Braden Stovey, 6 foot even, 165. Stovey is a junior. And the fullback will see Joey Drahazel, 5'9", 185 pounds, and a senior. McLean Berger will also be back there, the 6'3", 190 pound senior. Those are your Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups. And we'll have our national anthem from the Uni Dome at Cedar Falls coming up here in just a moment as you're listening to high school football tonight on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. And our officials are in front of the two teams lined up at the respective 30-yard lines. And our good friend Chuck Britton is going to be the head referee for this 3A championship game tonight.
Veteran of many, many, many state championship games. He and his crew, this is not their first rodeo by any stretch.
Thing with Chuck, you will not be able to get away with anything tonight.
this game will be conducted with all the proprieties of a Marcus of Queensberry boxing match.
Yes, it will be. So both teams lined up here at the 30-yard line. Xavier on the south end, Pella on the north end as we get closer and closer to the kick. This 3A state championship game tonight from the Uni Dome. Great to have you with us, whether you're on the North Gym at 107.5 or the South Gym at 106.3 FM. We're going to have a soloist perform our national anthem coming up here from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. We'll get the introduction and have them present our national anthem for you here in just a moment from Cedar Falls and the Uni Dome before this Class 3A state championship tilt tonight.
Jack Overton is a senior veteran of high school.
The soloist will be a senior from Bettendorf High School as he will do the honors tonight for our national anthem. We'll join the public address now for the introduction.
To be performing tonight's national anthem, Jack Overton. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and
by the name of Jack Hoover from Bettendorf, performing the national anthem here tonight. Xavier and Pella, the Dutch, and they're all green with the white white numbers, the green helmets. And Xavier in their visiting white jerseys with the navy blue numbers, silver pants, and the silver helmets here tonight. And you've had a week to get ready for it, John. What are you looking for the keys tonight?
I think it's emotion and intensity. That's what brought them to this finals game with the big win over Solon. If they can harness the emotion and the intensity that they brought last week and play a penalty-free game and no turnovers, this could be a thing for the history books, Scott. It really could. On the other hand, you've got a Pella Dutch team that's won the last three state titles. They fully expect to win this game. They're a cat that has nine lives. They proved that last week. But I don't know that they have the offense that they have in the past. If the defense can come up big for Xavier, if the Xavier offensive line can control the line of scrimmage, that's how they bring home this victory tonight.
And Xavier, don't come out too intense. And we said it last week, for the Xavier Saints, there's nobody they want more to be on that other sideline than the team wearing green in the Pella Dutch tonight.
Yeah, this is going to be a great game. I really think it could be very tight. It also has the possibility of really being an entertaining game here, too. And we're going to try our best, just the two of us, Scott, to bring that to you. I don't know how the two of us managed to do it all ourselves, but we'll give it our the old college try.
We will. Pella won the toss. They have deferred the choice to the second half, and Xavier's going to get the ball first as the Saints will receive. As getting ready to kick it off, coming up for Pella is going to be Caden Miedema, 5'9", 150 pounds, and a senior. You mentioned special teams. Going to be very, very key for this one here tonight as well. Pella defensively, by the way, they will play a 3-4 defense. Nick DeYoung, Byram, and Hirama up front. Van Vliet, the Warners, senior Lucas, junior Sam, and Gabe Thomas, the linebackers. Ian Vecina at one corner, Avery Van Zee at the other, Reese Schnell and Ryan Gustafson. So you got six guys going both ways right there. First of all, for Pella, Xavier hasn't seen many 3-4 defenses so far this year.
Well, they sure haven't, but I guarantee you that they're going to have to bring some people up in that box. If Dwayne Schulze starts pounding it through the tackle, they're going to have to make some adjustments on the fly.
St. Xavier run a lot of option last week. We'll see what they do in this game here tonight. Pella will defend the south goal. They'll kick off from left to right here. You're tuned in. We appreciate it on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. If you got maybe some visuals going on and the sound down, we do appreciate that as well. As dropping back for the Xavier Saints, twin safeties at about the 8-yard line, it will be Aaron Larson on the near side, Justin Schneider on the far side. As we are set to go from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls for the big gold trophy here in Class 3A. Waiting for TV to bring us back, and then we will be ready to roll here. Meet him up with the lime green footwear out there. Schneider back, far side about the 8, Larson on the near side at about the 8-yard line. Meet him up. Pretty good kicker, does not have the leg that the previous kickers have had the last two or three years here at Pella. Watching Ben Conrad warm up, the Xavier kicker, John, he was hitting 45-yarders with plenty to spare in the warm-up.
Well, and you know kickers love the interior climate-controlled Unidome because it's a true atmosphere. Nothing's going to get in your way, and you can just let the fur fly.
Big board showing Dwayne Schulte. Going for the state championship. Xavier's going to get the ball first. Has good crowd on hand, and they are whipped to a frenzy. Perhaps over the last 5 years, the best two teams in Class 3A. They're going to go at it tonight for the first time for the trophy, and we're underway. A sidewinding kick will take a couple of bounces. Picked up Larson to the 10. Coming to the left, gets to the 20-yard line and up to about the 22-yard line. And that's where Xavier will put it into play. First down and 10 right there. Might give him the 23-yard line. As the Saints will come out with Quinn Schulte as a quarterback. They will mark it at the 22-yard line. Of course, third Schulte boy to play quarterback for the Xavier football team. Lux and Scott, the wide receivers. Up front, Brown, Johnson, Kloboker, Draker, and Volk. Hines, the tight end. He'll line up left side. Offset eye, Joey Drahazel to the right. Braden Stovey, tail the tandem. They will toss, sweep it to Stovey, trying to get to the corner. Turns it up, splits defenders, 25, and spun down after a gain of about four. He'll take it to the 26-yard line off the quick count. And a gain of four, second down and six coming up for the Saints.
That's the play that Dwayne Schulte has called on the first offensive possession of every playoff game that they've had. He wants to test the defense and see if they're going to set an edge out there or if he's going to be able to outflank them like he has so many other teams.
Wide side of the field to the left. Shotgun this time for Schulte with one setback. Twins out to the right side, down to 10 on the play clock. That's going to be a keeper all the way. Schulte angling left, not much. Maybe a yard to about the 28-yard line. Coming in, Nick DeYoung, 6'6", 250-pounder. Sam Warner also in there, a linebacker for the stop. And it'll bring up a third down. Call it a little bit more than four for Xavier. Schulte's first carry of the night. Stovey out of the backfield. He will split to the left side with Lux and Scott to the right side. Third down and four. Schulte is going to run it in. A little hesitation, trying to get to the outside, breaking a tackle, spun forward, and I think the second effort got him the first down.
Put a little spin on the tackle, and I think that will be enough.
They're going to move the chains. First down, Xavier.
And again, as we've seen all through the playoffs here, Scott, just great patience, letting his offensive linemen do their thing and not being in a hurry to commit to where the opening is going to be.
Ian Messina on the stop. First and 10, just across the 32-yard line. Again, Stovey out of the backfield to the left side. Scott and Lux to the right. Four-man front this time for Pella. Here is the snap, and Schulte takes it himself off the left side. Nothing fancy so far. And he'll get it across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Tackled in there, Joel Byram getting up off the bottom of the pile along with Lucas Warner for the Pella Dutch.
Good lead block by Joey Drahazel. In essence, a fullback ISO block as he stood up the linebacker for his Pella there.
Just underway, just over 2 minutes into the game, no score. First possession, and Xavier with a second down. We'll call it seven from the 36-yard line. Shotgun formation. They'll send a man in motion. Lux off the fake jet sweep. Schulte turns the corner. One man to beat. Little hesitation. Tries to cut it back. Gets into the wash and gets up to about the 40-yard line. That looked like it was going to go for a ways at the start.
Little misdirection there as everybody was motioning and there was an overload on the left-hand side. And then Quinn Schulte just pulled the ball out and almost in a naked situation of a sweep went back to the short side there where he didn't have any blockers, tried to make all that on his own effort.
Ethan Brown pulled that time and was trying to get out there and throw a block, just couldn't find anybody to hit out there. Third down, a little more than two. Just shy of the 40-yard line for Xavier. Bunch formation to the left side. Wide side of the field that way, and they're going to throw a little flare pass out to the corner. Here's Stovey. He's got a first down across the 45. Ankle tackle by Sam Warner at the 48-yard line and a first down on a pickup of nine.
Well, you feel good anytime you have a third down conversion where you do some play-action passing and you're one shoestring tackle away from going the distance. That's a good sign for Xavier's offense.
Boy, there was one player there wearing green, and that was it. Second first down, second third down conversion for the Saints. Lux out to the right side, Jack Scott to the left. Out of the shotgun, double tight end, Schulte right up the middle. Little hesitation, it gets into Pella territory. Tackle made by DeYoung up top. And down below, Joel Byram got him, the 225-pound nose guard.
So far on this first drive for Xavier's offense, all the running between the tackles has been done by quarterback Quinn Schulte.
Xavier doesn't care if they use the entire first quarter.
The objective is to get a score on the board for this possession. That's it.
Hines tied in left. They'll go out of the eye this time. Second down and seven from the near side. Hash, a fumbled snap. And I think Schulte fell on it. But it's going to cost Xavier about 2 yards.
Boy, that's just something you don't see very often between Quinn Schulte and Tim Globicar. They are solid when it comes to that exchange. But you're right, on the replay board, looks like Schulte got right on it.
Third down and long. Third and 8. Just on the Xavier side of the 50-yard line. They need to take it to the 42.
A little tough for third down conversion this play.
Just underway. Twins to the right side. Schulte rolling that way. Looks to throw. Fires up field and the catch made. A rolling catch made at about the Pella 38 by Gabe Lux for the Xavier first down.
Oh, and that was not an easy pass to bring down. Schulte had to take a little bit off of it to get it over a leaping lineman. And Lux had to go down, almost sit down on his rear and turn completely around with his back to the goal line in order to bring that in.
First and 10, Xavier marching along. Third first down there at the Pella 38. I formation, Drahazel the fullback in front of Stovey. Wide side of the field to the left, counter give to Stovey. Turns it up, gets to the 35, breaks a tackle to the 30, and brought down. Maybe a touchdown saving tackle right there by Reese Schnell at about the Pella 29.
First time we've seen counter trey tonight. Left guard Wyatt Johnson and left tackle Ethan Brown did a nice job of pulling out to the right-hand side there and leading downfield.
Stovey, 2 carries, 13 yards, 6 carries so far, 15 yards for Quinn Schulte. And Xavier has used 5 minutes and 20 seconds on this opening drive of the first quarter. Second down, long one, off the fake. Schulte on the naked boot, trying to kick it outside to the 30-yard line. A stiff arm at the 25 and drug out of bounds with the first down at about the Pella 23.
Boy, Dwayne Schulte is calling a magnificent drive here. They came back to fake quarter, or excuse me, counter trait, the same play that they just did before, and then they bootleg Quinn Schulte out to the opposite side of the field, and there are some coaches for Pella down there that are not very happy about that play by their defense.
Pella will bring DeYoung back in. First and 10, Xavier at the Dutch 23-yard line. Bunch formation to the right side, offset eye that way. Here's Schulte, gets a snap. Two blockers in front, turns it up to the 20-yard line. Up the numbers and drug from behind at the 16-yard line. But 7 more right there for Xavier. And the tackle made by Lucas Warner.
That was a great call right there because, Scott, I don't know if you saw it. Defensively, they brought up their Sam linebacker, put him down in a 2- or 4-point stance. They had 5 down linemen. They had 3 linebackers stacked behind them. And they brought the corner up to put 9 guys in the box. So what do? Quinn Schulte sweep around the outside.
Just outflank them. 5:55 remaining first quarter. No score, but Xavier in the red zone. Second down, long 3. Blitz coming. Inside handoff. Drahazel up the middle to the 10. Joey to the 5. Lunges for the goal line. Did he get in?
Yes.
Touchdown, Xavier.
They caught the blitzing linebacker. He ran right past the handoff, Scott. And as soon as Drahazel got that ball, he knew what to do. He got his helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet. He saw that goal line, and he had to lunge as far out as he could to get the ball right on the goal line.
Couldn't script a better start to this one. 6 minutes, 16-second drive for the Xavier Saints. Conrad for the extra point. On its way, up, good. 5:44 to play here in the opening quarter, and Xavier on the board first. Xavier, 7, Pella nothing. Back with a kickoff after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the 3A state championship game right here on KGYM.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp. And Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question.
Ahem! To dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get 3 tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in 3 delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Scott Unash, John Hagerty back with you from the Unidome at Cedar Falls. Well, it was the same side of the field. Different Drahazel, though. from the immaculate fumble that David Drahazel brought back 12 years ago now. No, it was 11 years ago.
It was 11.
Back in 2006, but I think Joey's going to take it.
And I think David would be very proud of his younger brother on that effort to get the ball right down to the goal line.
They're related, but not brothers.
Well, that's a tremendous effort. So he's glad that it's in the family regardless.
There you go. 7-0, and you couldn't have scripted a better start for the Xavier offense.
Hand it to the offensive line. Off the ball, low and hard at a great angle, getting underneath the pads of the defenders and just pushing back Pella. It's that simple.
For the Dutch, dropping back to receive the kickoff. Going to be 25, Sam Werner. And also dropping back for Pella will be Gabe Thomas, number 22. To get the kickoff for Ben Conrad. Pella has not been behind probably very often this year.
Dallas Center Grimes, that'd be about it.
Or maybe the last 3 years, to be honest with you. Conrad to kick it away from right to left. Warner and Thomas back, twin safeties at about the 5-yard line. Low sidewinding kick goes through the hands of the receiver, Thomas, and it will go into the end zone. So Pella will have it on the 20-yard line.
It doesn't matter whether you touch it or not. If that ball goes into the end zone, it's an automatic touchback.
Xavier's defensive starting lineup brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. The ends, Jacob Hines, 6'2", 205. Cole Gert, 6'2", 180. The tackles, Drew Tice, 6'3", 240. And a senior, Kyle Krizik, 6'4", 225. And a junior, terrific linebackers, Jack Lemke, McLean Berger, Ethan Herkin, and Bo Van Berkum, Justin Schneider, Gabe Lux, and Quinn Schulte in the defensive backfield. They'll empty the backfield. Van Zee in motion to the left side, and on first down, Gustafson under pressure and go down at the 15-yard line. Jacob Hines gets the sack.
That is the relentless pressure that they brought last week against Solon. And it's going to rattle this junior quarterback if he doesn't get back up and get his composure.
And he has thrown 12 interceptions this year. Keep that in mind.
Well, he probably hasn't seen the pressure that's going to be brought to bear on him tonight in the previous games.
Second down at 15. Sack back to the 15-yard line. Ware out to the near side along with Aaron Downs. And on the keeper, this is Van Zee off the direct snap, angling left, and a short gain to about the 18-yard line. As Jack Lemke, the linebacker, came up and made the stop there for the Xavier defense.
Yeah, in my mind, Avery Van Zee, number one for Pella, is the man that has to be stopped. He's the one that has the big play potential. Every time he gets his hands on the ball, whether it's run or pass, everybody holds their breath for Xavier.
And he will line up basically as the quarterback a lot and take it himself. Curtis Ware to the left side, twins that way. Downs comes to the right side, one setback. And we've got penalty flags. And I think we've got a jump on Pella, but we shall see here. Chuck Britton will make the call downstairs. Officials are talking it over here. It's either going to be 3rd and 17 or 3rd and 8.
And it was the right guard or the right tackle for the offensive Pella that just, I think he might have just picked up his arm.
5 yards, and we'll make it 3rd down and 17, and this is where the Xavier pass rush just tees off at this point.
And this is where the secondary's got to keep everything in front of them and make sure that they don't give up the big play.
Yeah, Pella is a big play unit. Ryan Gustafson, the quarterback, 16 touchdowns so far this year. We'll send Ware and Van Zee to the left side. Aaron Downs is a freshman. And he will come to the right side, starts in motion. Back to throw Gustafson. Couple pump fakes out of the backfield. Wheel route caught and pushed out of bounds. Well short of the first down is going to be Reese Schnell. They'll mark him at about the 23-yard line. And Pella will go 3 and out on their first possession of the ballgame.
Nicely conceived play. Had 3 receivers going downfield on crossing routes. Brought the back out of the backfield, but not going to be enough. They did a good job defensively. Xavier's backers did of keeping things in front of them.
Now, will Pella punt it to Xavier, John?
We're going to see. If they do, they're taking a big chance.
Twins back for Xavier, and they're going to flip-flop them here. Braden Stovey back. High snap. And the rugby kick away, and this is a beauty. Absolute beauty. Stovey's going to go let it go over his head. We'll take a Pella bounce and go out of bounds. Well, you can kick it to him if you're going to kick it that way.
Well, I don't know if they stuck some helium in that football before that
penalty kick. Flag down, too.
There is a penalty flag down, however, but, man, that was a punt.
59 yards on that punt. See what the penalty is about. It's thrown back at the 35. Block in the back on Xavier. And that's going to cost Xavier 9 yards, half the distance. So Xavier's going to be deep in their own kitchen here with a 7-0 lead.
Boy, this first quarter, however, Scott, is just evaporating.
And that's going to be marked at the 9-yard line.
We're under the 4-minute mark of the first quarter, and Pella has only had 3 plays.
And that is how you keep a good offense off. Just take the ball and take it right downfield, and that's what Xavier did. The first time they had it, Xavier went 13 plays and took it 78 yards in 6 minutes and 16 seconds. McLean Berger now in the ball game on offense. He will go to the right side. Schulte under center with one setback, Braden Stovey. And Stovey will get it off the left side. Trying to kick it to the outside, nothing doing. Bulldog down by Sam Warner, the 200-pound junior linebacker. Going to be a loss of about a yard back to the 8-yard line.
Defensive line for Pella playing with a little more emotion on this particular drive than they did on that first possession for Xavier. But they've got Xavier's backs up against the wall. And they're down by 7 to the Saints.
7-0 lead for Xavier, 2nd and 11. But that Pella punt by Thomas flipped the field as Xavier deep in their own territory at the 8-yard line. Second down and 11 off the fake. Schulte to throw. Schulte out of the backfield and gets it to Drahazel, trying to break a tackle, tries to spin away, and gets about 5 out to the 14-yard line. Tackle made out there for Pella by Schnell.
Nice safe bootleg pass there. This deep in your own territory, you don't want to give the ball over on a short porch to this outstanding Pella team.
So Joey Drahazel has been a big part of this offense so far tonight. Xavier 3 out of 3 on third down tries to get 3rd and 5 here. 2:40 time remaining first quarter. Trips to the left side this time. Short drop. Schulte going to throw the slant. Knocked down. Incomplete. I think Nick DeYoung knocked it down, the big 6'6", 250-pound defensive tackle.
This defensive line for Pella, they know how to get their hands up and bat passes down. On the last possession, Quinn Schulte found it very tough, had to change the trajectory of his passes because those big, tall arms up there.
Gabe Lux is going to punt. He's a 30-yard average on the kick. Van Zee is back. Gets it away, left foot a kick, end over end, low returnable, will take a bounce between defenders, retreats inside the 30 and picked up by Thomas. Turns looking for some running room and didn't find any. He'll be surrounded and brought down at about the 31-yard line, and making the tackle there for Xavier was John Bell, 6 foot, 185-pound junior. Big, big mistake there by the Pella special teams.
And a fortunate bounce on the turf there for the Saints as went right between the two receivers and very fortuitous bounce.
Lux with a 57-yard punt. 7-0 Xavier, 2:24 to play here in the opening quarter. And Pella, who went 3 and out the first time, will have it first down and 10. Shotgun snap back to Gustafson. Looking under pressure. Throws in the right flat. Dropped incomplete. Tried to get it to Curtis Ware. And over there on coverage for Xavier was Bo Van Berkham. Now, they call him a linebacker, but he's the Xavier hybrid man. And he's had interceptions in the last 2 games with the Xavier defense.
Interesting that Pella decided to do a little play action and pass on first down there. Now they're behind the chains, and that's exactly what Jim O'Connell wants from his defense.
See what he calls up here, if Xavier will bring the blitz or not. 7-0 Saints, 2:20 to play, first quarter. Pella will flip-flop the line here. They'll go tight end to the right side. Schnell, the lone setback. Xavier with Herkett coming up, and they're going to go with the 5-man front. Inside hand off to Schnell, coming to the left side, nothing doing. Hit at the line of scrimmage, maybe got a yard out of it, and that is it. Van Berkham, Kyle Krizek also there for Xavier. And it'll be third down and long. Cole Gerd also getting up off the bottom of the pile.
What a great adjustment by the defense for Xavier there. Brought the man up and put him right in the slot where that play was going to be run. Pella did not audible out of it. They just ran right into that strength.
Four wideouts, three to the right, one to the left. Third down and nine, no blitz coming. Gustafson to throw, loops the left side, going deep, and it is incomplete. Diving attempt by Downs at about the 32-yard line, but incomplete. And it's going to be the second consecutive three and out coming up here for the Pella Dutch.
Man, you can't cover any better than Justin Schneider did on that play. He was right inside the jersey of that receiver who was going for the home run ball.
So Pella, another three and out. They'll punt it from their own 32. Lux and Stovey back at about the 23-yard line. Coach Brad Stovey telling them where to line up here. Eight on the play clock. And snap back, rugby kick by Thomas, and not a good one.
Off
the side of his foot.
He missed it.
He chili dipped it if it was a golf. And it's only going to go 8 yards.
I think he hit that off the side of his ankle, Scott.
59, last one. This one, 9 yards.
Well, that's what happens when you try and get a little too much into a punt. You've got to stick with your mechanics. And on that, I think he was feeling his oats from his first punt, and he just decided, all I got to do is wind up and do this again. And he kicked it off the left side of his ankle.
Xavier with great field position at the Pella 41, up 7-0. 92 seconds to play, first quarter. From the right hash mark, Schulte on the keeper, coming to the left side, strung out, trying to break tackles, still on his feet, inside the 40 and down to the 37-yard line. Tough running, Lucas Warner in there on the stop. Xavier knows Pella's got a lot of two-way players. Right now, they're just trying to wear him down.
When you watch that quarterback sweep, he just does not get there very quickly. But his eyes are upfield, and he's trying to read his blocks to find out exactly where he's going to be able to get the most yardage, and he's getting really good at it.
Final minute of the first quarter. Receivers left and right out of the eye on second down from the 37-yard line. Handoff, right side, Stovey, big hole, 35, 30, up the hash marks to the 25, and spun down inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 17 and a Saint first down.
Gaping hole, right guard John Draker. Tackle Josh Volk, tight end Jacob Hines just blew the green shirts off the line of scrimmage.
First down, Xavier in the red zone at the Pella 19-yard line. And a first quarter that has been all Cedar Rapids Xavier. They'll line up Hines tight end right along with Lux, and now they'll flip-flop them to the left. And right now Pella with 10 in the box. They're going to run a little option, hand off to Hazel. And he'll take it to about the 15-yard line. That play went for 16 and a touch last time.
Man, if you can run into the teeth of all those green shirts and pick up 4 yards, faking the option look, just handing it off to your fullback, you know your line's coming off. Scott, they're setting up the keep and the pitch here for sure.
Absolutely. Xavier's going to let time expire in quarter number one. After one of the 3A state championship. The Xavier Saints, number one, unbeaten, 7. And Pella, nothing. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to 3A State Championship Football right here on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairsbury and Edgewood.
Iowa City Regina is back in the Class 1A state finals for the 8th straight season and looks to regain the crown this Friday morning. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle Friday at 10:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 3 Iowa City Regina meets number 2 Van Meter for the title. The Regals will look to take down the unbeaten Bulldogs and climb back to the top of 1A football. That's Class 1A championship football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 3 Iowa City Regina versus number 2 Van Meter Friday morning at 10:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. Back with you from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Scott Udash, John Hegarty with you. And a Xavier domination in the first quarter. John, unofficially, the total yards 110 for Xavier to 9 for Pella.
Dominating on the scoreboard as well, up 7-0 and threatening to do it again, Scott. And I'll tell you, the biggest dominating factor, time of possession, as we get the official stat sheets coming in.
Absolutely.
Forgot that we get those from the Iowa High School Athletic Association during finals games.
Right now, 9 minutes, 21 seconds for Xavier, 2:39 for Pella.
Boy, and does it have time of possession on there? Because that's got to be gaudy.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, excuse me.
Yep, 9:21 to 2:39.
Caught looking down the sheet, sorry.
2:39.
Well, Dwayne Schulte right now is calling a masterful offensive play sheet here. He's got the intensity that he needs, but he's also using all the wily skills that he's come up with in working with these guys this year. He knows where the strengths of his teams is, and he's really mixing up the locations of the plays that he's rushing to. And when he's needed the timely play action passing, Quinn Schulte's been right on target.
Now, if you're Xavier, though, you got to put it in here. All the domination you've had in the first quarter doesn't mean anything if you don't score at this point. Xavier with the ball, second down, long six just outside the 15-yard line as we start second quarter. Trips to the right side. They'll put Trahazel out there. And Braden Stobie right behind Schulte. They'll run the option. Schulte on the keeper, trying to turn the corner. Stops, trying to cut it back. And got about 3, maybe 4 down to the 12-yard line. A little different look on the option that time.
That was a good job of pulling it out on the read there by Quinn Schulte. But I think for the first time he got caught kind of looking. He stopped and did a stutter step, and that kind of was what doomed that. Would have been a first down, I think, if he'd have just put his head down and kept his legs churning.
But again, ahead of the chains. Third down, a little more than 2 coming up. Wide side of the field to the left. Jacob Hines split to the right side. They're going to go with the bunch formation to the left. Back to throw is Schulte. Throws down the seam, and it's knocked away incomplete. Tried to get it to Stobie out of the backfield. And it's going to be 4th and 3, and here comes Ben Conrad and the field goal unit.
Interesting call by Dwayne there. He's in 4-down territory. He could have run the ball twice and maybe had a chance to get that first goal, but he chose to go for the whole enchilada.
Going to be a 29-yard attempt. Conrad is 8 of 12 this year, and Xavier late getting a player in there. Now they still have a lot of time, 14 seconds on the play clock. From the right hash mark, out of the bastion hold. Good snap, plays down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, and it is good. And Xavier extends the lead on the 26-yard Ben Conrad field goal. 11:14 to play here in the opening half. It's now Xavier 10, Pella nothing. We'll take a 30-second break, come back with the kickoff at the Unidome right after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
A Xavier 10-0 lead. Ben Conrad with a 26-yard field goal. Now 9-13 on the year. And Xavier will get set to kick it away here. Back deep for Pella will be Gabe Thomas on the far side and Sam Warner on the near side. And they'll line up at about the 5-yard line. As Xavier has scored on 2 of their first 3 drives. They would like to have gotten 7 on that one, though.
But I tell you what, in a tight game, especially a state championship game, anytime you can get something from a possession, that's a bonus.
Here's the approach and the Conrad kick. A high kick, but returnable. This will be Warner at about the 6-yard line. Straight ahead to the 10, to the 15, 20, 25, and across the 30 and out to the 32. So a pretty good return of 26. And not bad field position for Pella at about the 32.
Pella needs to get something going on first down here. They've had 2-3 and outs on their first two possessions. And if they don't get a first down here pretty soon, they're going to give the ball right back to Xavier, and that's what they want.
Pella, a 10-game winning streak. Xavier, of course, a 12-game winning streak. Last team to beat Xavier, Pella. Two receivers to the right side. Out of the shotgun, Schnell the lone setback. Off the fake, Gustafson to throw. Rolls right, throws into flat, and then drops. Incomplete.
Van Z.
Kind of looked upfield before he caught it. Van Berkham was there.
Yes, he did. He had that in his sights, and he was going to get a nice gainer out of it. But he took his eyes off the ball at the last second. Tried to tuck it away, but the ball wasn't there then.
Or Schneider, I beg your pardon, 26 instead of 25. Gustafson now 1 out of 4 to start things off here in the football game.
That was delivered right on the money. That was a beautiful pass by Gustafson.
Second down and 10. Tied into the right side. Now they will send a man in motion. That is Warner. Stutter motion to the right side. And on the keeper, Van Zee. Trying to get to the corner and does. 35-40 and bumped out of bounds. As he will take it. Well, they're going to say he stepped out way back at the 39, so it's going to be a gain of about 7.
Well, he's their playmaker, and I'm not surprised whatsoever that Jay McKinstry is calling his number. He's the one that is going to get you the yardage that you need to get your first down.
It'll be 3rd and 3 coming up. At about the 39-yard line, Pella is still looking for their initial first down of the football game. 10-0 Xavier, 10:59, clock stop, second quarter. Downs the freshman out to the right side, receiver left, and now Van Zee in the slot goes in motion. Gustafson gets the snap, rolls right, throws, and incomplete behind Van Zee. And it'll be 4th down and 3.
As good a pass as that last out was to Van Zee, which Van Zee dropped. That one was way behind him. Just never gave his receiver a chance to get that ball.
And it would have been a first down. Would have been first down yardage there for Pella.
And we talked about this in pregame, Scott, but when you've got to have a play, you're going to call number one, Avery Van Zee. And I know that that's been schooled up all this week by Jim O'Connell, the defensive coordinator for Xavier, but they got to watch wherever Van Zee's going on those big third down conversions.
Gabe Thomas to punt. He's had a great one and a horrible one. High snap, and he will get it away. This one, a much better one. Boy, a dilly back inside the 10 to the 5, caught by Stobie. Blocker in front, trying to turn it up. Breaks a tackle. He's got running room. He's to the 20, 25, 30. Breaking tackles, 40. Tight roping the sideline, but stepped out of bounds at the 41. Oh, they had it set up. The wall returned.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a little question on why he fielded that, maybe at the 5-yard line. But is when you have that confidence that they do in their wall return, that's why you field it and give it a chance.
56-yard punt, but a big return. And Xavier will have it on the 42-yard line.
That's another one of the keys to the game we talked about earlier on, Scott, and that is that you may not run it back, but you're going to give your offense good starting field position for drives.
And they've done that right there.
He stays in on that, Scott. He's gone.
Tight rope that far side just could not stay in bounds. 10-0 Xavier, good field position at the 42-yard line. Jack Scott to the right side. Lux in the slot to the left. Now he'll flip-flop along with Jacob Hines. 4 on the play clock, out of the eye. They'll run the option. Schulte on the keeper, not much. Thrown down almost immediately. Tackle in there made by Brendan Davidson, junior linebacker, a backup. After a gain of about a yard.
Good option responsibility by the defense of Pella there, and they made Quinn Schulte decide, is he going to try and run it outside or is he going to have to cut it up? And they did a great job of feathering that out so that he couldn't get it outside.
Second and 9, tight end right. Out of the eye, off the quick count, handoff, cutback. Here is Stobie breaking tackles, 45. He's to the 49 and maybe the midfield stripe. Good little cutback there by Stobie as he's going to go for about 7.
Yes, and again, there's that counter tray that has worked well on each of the last couple of possessions. It keeps the defense honest. When they read full flow one way, they have to stop, change direction, come all the way back.
Five carries, 36 yards for the junior, Braden Stovey. Again, third and short. Third down, short three. Xavier will put trips to the right side. Drahazel, the blocking back, and he'll stay in there for Schulte. Just pounds it up the middle. Going to be close. Going to depend on the spot. Near side official, I say no. Far side official, close.
Far side official's the first one that came in, and I don't think he got it. Nope. That's
gonna
not there.
Close. Going to be short, though.
It's going to be just short.
Well, what do you do here?
You punt.
No, not Dwayne Schulte.
I tell you what, he's got so much confidence, he's saying, if we can't get a half a yard, and if they keep this drive going and score on it, oh my gosh, does this end up being a great call.
Fourth down at about a foot. Schulte turns, hands it off, Stovey, hit, bust through, first down. Second effort, Braden Stovey inside the 45, down to the 43-yard line.
They just want it, Scott. It's that simple. They have so much confidence in each other out there. They know that nobody's going to jump. They know that everybody's going to block and do their responsibility, and that's what happens. You move the chains like that. Dwayne Schulte has confidence in his team to be able to call that.
First and 10, 8:35 clock running, first half, 10-0 Xavier in a 3A state championship game. Hines and Lux will flip-flop, go to the left side. Schulte under center, running the option. Hand off Drahazel, hits that left side. Push forward as Drahazel will get down to about the 40-yard line. And that will go for about four. And the Xavier running attack over 100 yards now in the first half. Remember, we talked about in the pregame, Pella's only giving up 98 yards a game. And Xavier's already over that right now, and we're only about 16 minutes into the game. Second down, long six from outside the 40-yard line. Schulte turns, hands it off. Stovey sweeping the right side, trying to cut it back, flag down. So is Stovey at the 36, and this might be coming back.
We're going to get our first hold of the game.
Yep, they're moving the flag, and that will cost Xavier 10. Chuck Britton on the call. So they get the hold on Xavier. That'll back Xavier up 10. Second penalty of the game for 19 yards.
Had a little scowl from Chuck on that call. This is one thing we don't get when we're just out at Kingston or somewhere like that from Chuck. But we get the old zoom in on the jumbotron. We get to see the facial expressions.
Second down and ball back to the midfield stripe. It'll be second down and 17. Schulte in the shotgun. He's going to throw the little receiver screen. It's caught by Scott at the 45 and ahead down to about the 43. Now the ball came loose, but they're going to say it was after he was down. So just a little quick out. Goes for seven for Scott.
Wide receiver screen out there that was very well blocked. And slow to converge on that were the secondary for Pella. Good second effort on his run there. Got a couple extra yards.
Only the seventh catch of the year for Jack Scott. Trips to the right side. One receiver, Hines to the left side. 7 minutes to play, first half. Schulte to throw on third down and long. Throw back screen, caught Drahazel. He's got room. 40, 35, 30. Down the far sideline, Drahazel to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Dives, and a big collision. Did he get in? Yes. Touchdown, Xavier, 43-yard throw back screen to Joey Drahazel.
Well, that's the old screen left, and it developed perfectly. The left side of the offensive line just went out there like a little picket fence, and a great pancake block out on the edge of the sideline. Let that play go to the end zone, and another score for Xavier.
Saints, 16-0 with 6:50 to play here in the opening half. Conrad, extra point try on its way, and good. 17-0 Xavier over the Pella Dutch. 6:50 to play here in the first half. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with a kickoff from Cedar Falls right after this. You're listening to 3A State Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls basketball team will tip off the season tomorrow when they host Davenport Assumption. Coach Tom Lilly and the Saints will look for another terrific season after reaching the Class 4A state tournament a year ago. The girls will then be at Decorah on Tuesday. The Xavier bowling teams will kick off their seasons next Tuesday at May City Bowl against Kennedy. Join Xavier for the third annual Dancing with the Saints, January 20th at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Center. Dancing with the Saints is an event which supports the students of Xavier High School. 10 Xavier community stars will be paired with 10 area dancing professionals. Each couple will compete for your vote in the form of online donations. Tickets are on sale now. Buy yours at xaviersaints.org/DWTS.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back with you here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And Conrad, kick it away. A high end-over-end kick, and this one's going to go 3 or 4 yards deep in the end zone. All right, John. 17-0 right now, Xavier. You know what Pella can do offensively, though? Just keep that foot on the accelerator, keep it going, and put this thing away if you can.
I think what you've got to do, Scott, if I'm the defensive coordinator, Jim O'Connell, and he knows this team way better than I do, you have got to target Avery Van Zee, number one. You cannot let him get one-on-one with anybody. No matter where he's at, you got to shade somebody else over there to get coverage because he's going to get his touches, and you can't give away the big play.
Out of the gun. Here is a handoff on the counter, and Herkett with a big hit on Schnell right at the 20-yard line. Might give him the 21, but the sophomore came up and put a big hit on. And actually, that was not Schnell. That was Sam Warner who carried it that time, number 25, but only for about a yard. And it'll be second down and 9. And Pella just right now, think they are in double digits, but not by much as far as total offense is concerned. Second and 9, ball middle of the field. Shotgun snap, deep drop. Gustafson steps up in the pocket under pressure. Down he goes. Second sack of the game. Herkett was in there. Jack Lemke was in there. And also in there, Cole Gert, Kyle Krizik. You name a Saint and they were in there.
Coverage sack. Held on to the ball way too long. And even though they did a nice job on the offensive line fellow there of keeping the guys off, you can't hold on to it that long.
Loss of one on the second Xavier sack. It'll be third down and 10 at the 20-yard line. Four receivers, two to the left, two to the right, one setback. Blitz coming from the outside. Gustafson to throw, throws deep near sideline, and Van Zee's got it. Big play on third down in the Saint territory down to the Xavier 46-yard line.
And that's why you've got to shade somebody over to get double coverage on him. Whenever you see him go deep like that, you know it's coming. You got to scrape somebody off and go get two faces in his face mask.
34 yards, by far the biggest play of the first half, and out of bounds to boot. 5:31 to play, first half, 17-0 in favor of Xavier. But Pella in Saints territory for the first time. Four-man front, off the fake. Gustafson on the keeper, swallowed up. Didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage. Jack Lemke, Ethan Herkett, Cole Gert, Kyle Krizik all there for Xavier. And that's going to be a loss of about a yard.
Four down linemen for the defense of Jim O'Connell, just eating up the blocks as they come into them. Doing a great job of getting a stalemate, keeping separation, getting their arms locked out so that they can put a move on and try and make the tackle.
Second down and 10. They say he got back to the line of scrimmage. Pella will go to the tight end to the right side. He'll send Warner in motion that way. Van Zee on the direct snap. Starting to the left side, cuts it back. Little hole, 40, and tripped up by Quinn Schulte. At about, let's see where they're going to mark it. Boy, they gave him a good mark. Going to be close to a first down at about the 36.
Man, this is close. I think this is, they got to measure this. Nope, they're giving it to him.
First down on the gain of 10.
Boy, Van Zee right now is saying, give me the ball however you can get it to me. I want to take this team on my shoulders and get us our fourth state title.
17-0 Xavier, but Pella on the move. Shotgun snap, Gustafson throws a quick out, incomplete. Threw it before Curtis Ware really made the break on it. Gabe Lux and McLean Berger were the closest two to that pass.
Yeah, he knew the footsteps were coming. He had to get rid of it or take the sack again.
Second down at 10. And Pella's going to bring in an extra tight end, I think, just to block.
They've been running double tight ends quite a bit here in this first half.
Nick DeYoung coming in along with Lucas Warner. Ware and Van Zee to the right side this time. Gustafson in there at quarterback. He gets a snap. He's back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Krizek chasing him. Krizek still chasing him. Gustafson got a block. Rolls right. Throws middle of the field deep. And it's up for grabs. And it's going to be caught for the Pella touchdown. Van Zee got behind Schneider. Just made a play on his own. And Pella on the board.
And he got one-on-one coverage there against Van Zee, which is almost impossible to do at its best. And then you buy that much time for your quarterback to scramble around. That's going to happen.
And Van Zee's been, as you mentioned, the thorn in the side. Gustafson with his 17th touchdown pass of the year. And for Van Zee, his 6th touchdown catch of the year. And it's 17-6 right now. Minima for the extra point. Perfect snap, and the kick is on its way, and it is good. So 4.5 to play, and Pella back into the ballgame. And a little bit of momentum to boot. 2:20 touchdown drive that went 80 yards for the Little Dutch. 4:30 to play, second quarter. Xavier 17, Pella 7. Back with the kickoff in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Championship Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
And we'll bring you the Rainer Door postgame show at the conclusion of this one, as well as our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. Big drive coming up here for Xavier. Momentum coming back to Pella a little bit right there, and the Dutch are going to get the ball to start the second half.
All Avery Van Zee right now for the Pella offense, Scott. You've got to make your decision. Are you going to let one guy beat you? Because if you keep letting him beat you deep like that, and you only have one man covering him, it's going to be difficult, because one play on every possession can get you a touchdown. So I don't know what Jim O'Connell's answer to that's going to be, but they're going to have to make some kind of an adjustment to cover for Avery Van Zee, because he's the playmaker, and everybody in this place knows that's who Pella's going to go to.
Dutch get on the board, 80 yards in 2:20. Gustafson to Van Zee, 36 yards. As Pella with two big plays. We mentioned this is a big play offense for Pella. And that can keep you in games, and that's exactly what the MO has been here in the first half.
Well, they've got to keep the pressure on the quarterback, Gustafson, because if they can keep him rattled, then plays like that aren't going to happen. I think you've got two choices if you're Jim O'Connell. You can either up your linebacker blitzing, Scott, and try and get additional pressure on the quarterback, or you can shade somebody over on Van Zee and double cover him. And I think maybe a combination of both of those. But it's tough because Van Zee's a heck of an athlete.
Listen to High School Football, the championships in Class 3A on 107.5 FM, the North Gym at Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. As we are set for the Meadema kick. As Xavier needs to string together a few first downs, even a field goal here would be good. Kicking off from right to left. Here is the approach and the kick. A high kick, end over end, and it's going to go into the end zone by about a yard, and Xavier will have it at the 20-yard line.
Xavier's had 4 offensive possessions so far in this first half. 3 of them have yielded scores. So they're going to take over on their own 20, and boy, do they desperately need right now, with 4:30 left before half, another score on the board. I think Pella's starting to wake up.
First down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Xavier up 17-7. They'll flip-flop Jacob Hines from left to right. Run it out of the I formation, and the handoff, second back through. Stovey sweeping the right side, who's going to lose about a yard. Lucas Warner got up there and made the stop along with Nick DeYoung.
Trying to go off right tackle, and again, that Sam linebacker had been walked up to an outside defensive end there, so you're running into three linemen there, basically, and just couldn't get underneath and move any of them.
We'll go under 4 minutes to play on this particular snap right here. Second and 11, back at the 19-yard line. Jack Scott to the left, Gabe Lux to the right side. On second down, off the quick count, they'll run the option. Schulte on the keeper, thought of pitching it late and was tossed down by a shirt tail by Davidson.
Boy, and you could see him even on the way down being tackled, thinking about pitching the ball, and that would have been a mistake.
First, third, and long for Xavier tonight. Bobby Davidson, the junior, brought him down on the shirt tail tackle. And we mentioned third down. Pella's going to bring in an extra defensive back here. Third and 10. Clock rolling, 3:20 to play here in the first half. Stovey, Lux, and Scott to the right side. Hines to the left side. Shotgun. Schulte, quarterback draw up the middle to the 25. Good cut to the outside and reaches ahead. And I think he's got the first down. And he will get it across the 30-yard line.
Boy, quarterback draw keeps this drive alive, and he had to get all 10 yards.
That was a huge, huge third down conversion.
Now, that's just the competitor that Quinn Schulte is. He knew exactly where he had to go, and he fought for every last inch to get that ball across.
Broke the tackle of Ryan Gustafson. And it'll be first down. All they needed to do is get to the 30-yard line, the paint of the 30, and that's what the ball did. First and 10 from the 30. As Pella with five up on the defensive line. Handoff Stovey started left, cut it back to the right side, and nothing doing. Line of scrimmage, and that was it. Thrown down Jake Hirama. First one to get him.
Left side of the line has been money in the bank in this first half, but they got stalemated on that particular play.
No gain, second and 10 coming up. Stovey carried it eight times for 41 yards in the first half. 17-7, Xavier on top, led 17-0 in this ball game. Two receivers to the right side and one to the left, and Schulte in the shotgun. Gets the snap, inside handoff, Stovey, big hole, gets to the 35-yard line, push forward, he's got a first down. Down to the 41, Van Zee came from behind and just kind of pushed him ahead for that first down.
Well, the result's the same. You keep the chains moving, and again, you've got a little bit of counter type of influence there, and when you've got a team that's over-pursuing as hard as they are right now for the Pella Dutch, that's a great call.
First and 10, under two to play, first half. Xavier with all three timeouts remaining. Glavoker over the ball at center. Pistol this time. On first down at 10 for the 41. Quarterback draw off the left side. Schulte got hit. Kind of shucks off that pile and then thrown down. Oh, the Xavier fans and coaches wanted a late hit. They blew the whistle, and usually Chucky doesn't put up with that.
And it was the way that Schulte was thrown down on the ultimate go down to the ground final. It was kind of cowboyed over the top there, and then a second guy came in and kind of wrangled him by the neck.
Second down and 10, no gain from the 41. McLean Berger off to the left side, Twins to the right. Minute 11 to play, first half. Xavier in no hurry here. Five-man front. And the inside handoff to Stovey again. Another big hole to the 50. Breaks a tackle, 45. An ankle tackle down at the Dutch. 44 by Avery Van Zee.
Well, that counterplay has been very good to Dwayne Schulte on this drive. But the defense for Pella is pursuing so hard on their initial read, Scott, that that's a great call, and I think Dwayne Schulte is going to keep coming back to it as long as they'll give it to him.
Stovey needs 12 more yards to get over 1,000. Under a minute, clock rolling. Xavier not electing to call a timeout. 17-7 game right here. Here's Schulte on the keeper. Starts up the middle. Tries to kick it to the outside. Got a kick out block from Berger. Now I think we might see Xavier take a timeout, and we will. On the gain of three. So we're down to 43 seconds to play. And a timeout called by Dwayne Schulte. Conrad, as we mentioned, was kicking 45 yarders in warm-up. Very good leg. 9 of 13 on the year. So you got to be thinking probably at least 12 more yards.
You'd like to get down to about the 25 or so before you think about that. But, you know, one thing Xavier is not is a big play team consistently. So for them right now, they're going to have to be thinking about getting out of bounds, and they're going to have to be thinking about calling a couple of plays in the huddle. Quinn Schulte can't be running over to get plays right now. They've got to have very efficient use of the time between plays.
Guess who's sitting or standing right behind Dad there on the sideline? That would be Reggie Schulte.
Right, who is a senior, I believe.
There
here
he is on the big board. Reggie's talking to Dad, and Mark Farley made a great, great acknowledgement of Reggie Schulte this week. Reggie's a senior. Didn't really come up to UNI to play. Yes, he's on the football team. And Mark Farley said there is nobody on the UNI football team that knows our playbook better than Reggie Schulte.
Oh, and by the way, I think he has about to finish up a degree in education, so some lucky school is going to have a budding young football coach coming their way.
Second down, 7 coming up after the gain of 3 for Quinn. I wonder if Bryce is around somewhere, too.
You know he is.
Second down and 7. Quinn in the shotgun. Low snap, gets it. Rolls to the right side. Has time. Still rolling. Going to throw the sideline. Catch made and immediately pushed out of bounds was Gabe Lux. At about the Pella 29-yard line. That's 13, and there's your field goal position. That was a perfect call right there. Second catch of the night for Gabe Lux.
Nice call. And very well executed by Quinn as he sprinted out to his right. And that's a tough pass to complete when you're running as hard to the sideline as he was.
First down from the 29. Near side hash, 36 seconds and 2 timeouts remaining for Xavier. High formation here for the Saints. Long count. Give on the ground. Stovey off tackle left. Stops trying to cut it back and not nothing. And a timeout taken here by Xavier. Tried to get him thinking pass and run it there. Did not work. 17-7 Xavier and a second Saint timeout taken right here. The 3A championship first half. As Xavier in field goal position right now, but it is second down and 10. Knowing Dwayne Schulte like we do, this is if it's going to be a pass, it's going to be a darn safe pass.
Yes, he might want to take one shot somewhere in here at the end zone on a sideline pattern. He's been known to be able to pull those out of his hat. Quinn Schulte delivers a nice ball. He's got receivers that can go up and get it. Of course, the problem with that is that if it's intercepted, then you squander the chance down in scoring position. So that's a big chance that you would take. But you know what? He's rolled the dice a couple of times already in this first half. What's the old saying? You play to win the game.
Second and 10 coming up from the Pella 29. Xavier jumped out to a 17-0 lead in this game. The Little Dutch got their touchdown on the last drive. Augustuson to Van Zee, 36-yard pass, got behind on a scramble. The Xavier defense.
Is it going to the well too often, Scott, to run that screen pass again?
Yes.
I think it is too.
Trip formation to the left side. One setback. Scott, a lone receiver to the right on second down and 10. 14 seconds on the play clock. And Schulte on the quarterback draw up the middle inside the 25. Back in his way, close to the 20s, down to the 21-yard line. And Schulte will get about 8.
Scrambling to get back to the line of scrimmage.
And now we're going to get a timeout, an official's timeout. As Drahazel's shoe came off.
Well, it's an equipment timeout, and the Pella fans are not happy about this at all.
Now Xavier's going to take timeout anyway. And they will take timeout, so it really didn't matter if it was equipment or not. It's going to be a timeout. Now, this has got to be a sideline route right here. or you throw something across the middle, get the first down, spike it. But you're thinking field goal at this point based on Xavier's no timeouts and a third down play coming up.
They have been setting up very carefully the old Tom Good pop pass here. There's a possibility that they could dump it off to the tight end, and he could go right down the middle of the field. We'll see. It depends on how pursuing the play-action fake is. If they can get the linebacker to step up on an initial snap of the ball and dump that off to the tight end, we've seen that here. Worked like a charm against Davenport Assumption twice.
It'll be Xavier Ball up 17-7. As it will be Xavier looking at this third down and three. Xavier is 5 of 8 on third down tries. As the Saints will have it right in the middle of the field at the 22. Xavier will stack them left, and they'll put a bunch formation to the right side. McLean Berger in motion. Here is the throw. It's going to be a double pass. Throw. Lux over. It comes to Berger, and he's in. Touchdown, Xavier. Trickeration on the 21-yard double pass.
Yeah, the old double pass has been very good to Dwayne Schulte through the years. He saves it for situations that he needs it, and it was run to perfection. The jet sweep motion took the initial look away from the defenders, and then on that little bubble screen, look out there, the wide receiver screen, there was all kinds of cushion, and the man that was running the jet sweep picked up the touchdown.
You could see that one coming from a mile away. Conrad for the extra point. It is up, and it is, oh, wait a minute. We have a penalty flag prior to the extra point.
Tonight's creative idea drawn up by Brand Appeal.
And it will be offside
on the defense.
As
so it'll go half the distance to the goal. And, of course, you're tempted to maybe go for two.
I think you just take the safe point here at this point.
I think you do, too, but you're tempted.
You're tempted.
And it's declined.
Because it's going to mess up your...
That's right. You don't want to get too close.
Nope. What a first half for the Xavier offense.
Has Dwayne Schulte called a masterful first half? Unbelievable. His preparation.
Good snap. Place down. Again, Conrad with the extra point. This one's good with 12 seconds to play here in the first half. Pella will get the ball first. But we're going to have 12 seconds coming up right here at this point.
And I don't think you want to kick it deep and allow a big setup for a return here. I think you want to get some kind of a squib on this kick, don't you, Scott?
That's right. Double pass out of that formation. Berger came in motion from right to left, and nobody in the Pella defense picked him up.
He was, as they say, wide open.
Wasn't flapjack, wasn't polecat, but it was pretty effective.
We've seen Dwayne Schulte use that double pass so effectively through the years. My favorite one was when Reggie Schulte, I believe, was either a freshman or maybe a sophomore and came off the bench and threw the touchdown pass in a playoff game.
That's right.
I think it might have been down at Clinton.
They're going back to the David Johnson era.
That's right.
Xavier will kick it away. 24-7 lead here. We'll have a look at the halftime numbers coming up. Take a look at some scores from earlier today, as well as some college basketball scores. I believe the Cyclones got their first win of the year. As a masterful first half called by head coach Dwayne Schulte.
Geometric logic is what I think of when I think of the play calling that he had. I mean, he's got the lawyer's background. It's just as solid black and white. This is what we know will work. Here's how we set up something in the future as you can get.
Conrad will squib it. Kick a couple of high hops down to about the 20-yard line. Picked up by one of the upbacks and nothing doing. Justin Schneider there on the stop, and Michael Gundacker there as well with 9 seconds to play. And I would imagine that Jay McKinstry is not going to get too creative here at this point, although he does have all three timeouts.
You better figure out which two white jerseys for Xavier are going to be on Avery Van Zee if he runs straight downfield.
Absolutely.
I'll say that. And don't be surprised if Jim O'Connell, defensive coordinator, doesn't dial up some linebacker blitzing here to get some pressure on Gustafson.
Out of the shotgun, Gustafson, or make it Van Zee, and he's going to take it right. But before the snap, penalty flag flies. And Mr. Britton's forgot to turn on his microphone that time. It's going to be a 5-yard mark off. Second penalty for 10 yards against Pella. And Van Zee is going to be the guy either receiving or carrying this. That's going to go. Xavier has held this ball just an enormous amount of time. We'll tell you coming up at halftime. Right now, Van Burkham along with Schulte are dropped back about 15 yards off the line of scrimmage. Van Zee going to stay in there at quarterback, running the Wildcat, and he fumbled the football. It's loose at the 18, and he falls on it. And that's going to be a loss of about 3, but that's kind of the way the first half went for Pella. That could have been 3 more points for Xavier. We're at the end of the first half. Our score at the break, number one, unbeaten Cedar Rapids Xavier, 24, and Pella, 7. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back to the Unidome right after this. You're listening to coverage of the 3A State Championship presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Scott Unash, John Hegarty with you. Jeff Downing, our in-studio producer tonight. Halftime score, Xavier 24, and three-time defending state champion Pella 7. Saints jumped out to a 17-0 lead, scoring on their opening drive of the ball game. Joey Drahazel, a 16-yard run up the middle to make it 7-0 after the Ben Conrad extra point. Xavier made it 10-0. Two series later, as Ben Conrad connected on a 26-yard field goal, 17-0 after a Xavier 58-yard touchdown drive. Schulte to Drahazel on a throwback screen for 43 yards out. Pella got their points on the very next drive, and two big plays, both to Avery Van Zee. Gustafson to Van Zee for 36 yards out to make it 17-7. And then just ahead of halftime, little trick play for Xavier, the double pass, Gabe Lux to McLeanberger, 21 yards. The halftime score in favor of 24-7 in favor of the Xavier Saints. And aside from one drive and a play, really, John, where the quarterback was being chased all over the place and just made a play. This has been nothing but Xavier in the first half.
Well, they've done a great job of holding on to the ball and just putting a stranglehold on time of possession. 18 minutes and 12 seconds to Pella's 5 minutes and 48 seconds. But here's the stat that jumps out at me, Scott, and it's not offensive, it's defensive for Xavier, and that is that they have had Pella's had nine rushing attempts for a total of 14 yards. I mean, you think they're going to go past Avery Van Zee on every chance they can, or try and swing the ball out to him, or do whatever they can to get him one-on-one with somebody? That's what Jim O'Connell, defensive coordinator, is talking about right now, is how are we going to try and neutralize the one guy that can beat us on every play that he touches the ball?
The medical and the media awards going on here at the halftime break, and great to see the media. It used to be at the state basketball tournament. Now they're having the media awards at the football, I believe, for the third year now. And one of the recipients coming up next is going to be Bill Logan, a friend of ours from up in Manchester. And good to see Eastern Iowa represented right there. Let's go ahead and give you the stats at halftime. I've got a Maishi 264 total yards for Xavier to 93 for Pella. And the official stats have 261 to 94. So I'm going to call that a win.
Well, I'll tell you what's a win is what the defense for Xavier has done, with the exception of one big pass play.
For Xavier, 152 yards on the ground, 112 through the air. Quinn Schulte, 6 of 8, 91 yards and a touchdown in the first half of play. Gabe Lux, 1 for 1, 21 yards and a touchdown. And McLean Berger has caught one for 21 and a score. Gabe Lux has caught two for 26. Joey Drahazel has caught two for 49 yards and one touchdown. Braden Stobie has caught one for a total of nine. On the ground so far, Braden Stobie leading the way. He's carried it 11 times for 67 yards in the first half. And Quinn Schulte has carried it 17 times for 61 yards in the first half of play. Three carries, 24 yards, and a touchdown for Joey Drahazel. Xavier in the first half with 13 first downs, with two penalties for a total of 19 yards, and two sacks so far in the game for the Xavier Saints. For Pella, held to 93 yards of total offense in that first half. 80 through the air, only 13 on the ground. Van Zee, four carries for Avery Van Zee for 17 yards, and he leads that ground game for Pella. So far, Ryan Gustafson, 3 of 8 in the first half for 80 yards. Van Zee has caught two for 70 and a touchdown. Reese Schnell has caught one for a total of 10 yards. Third down conversions, I've got Xavier 6 out of 10. They got him 6 out of 9 on the official stats. Pella 1 for 4. Xavier is 1 for 1 as far as fourth down opportunities are concerned. And I got the TOP right on the button. 18 minutes, 12 seconds for Xavier to 5:48 for Pella. Think about that. Xavier's held the ball for 1.5 quarters of this football game so far.
Well, that's a formula for success, but it's only one half. If I look down at my stat sheet, which is nowhere near as meticulous as yours, Scott, I've got 5 offensive possessions for Xavier. They've had it 5 times, and they have scored on 4 of those possessions. That is called efficiency. That is called doing your job, making plays, being clutch when it comes third down, staying ahead of the chains. When you need a big play, you pull a trick out of your bag and you execute it. That's what Dwayne Schulte has got his team doing right now. And, you know, defensively, all the big yards that have gone Pella's way have been to Avery Van Zee. But if you take the couple of big plays away from Van Zee, you'd have to say the star of the game for Pella is their punter, Gabe Thomas.
Except for one punt. As the awards are being presented here at the halftime break. Some of the scores from earlier on today, as not a lot of big surprises here at the Unidome. Don Bosco continues to roll on as the Dons win their third state championship and their second in a row, as Don Bosco all over Remsen St. Mary's. And I thought Remsen St. Mary's was going to give him a game.
Yeah, me too.
ended up by a score of 52-14, the win for Don Bosco. So the Dons bring the eight-player championship back to Eastern Iowa. West Sioux, a 35-14 win over Hudson in the Class A championship game from earlier this afternoon. Then tomorrow, 1A, 10:30, we'll have the pregame. Tomorrow it'll be Regina taking on Van Meter, and that will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, followed by the 2A state championship game between a pair of Eastern Iowa teams. It'll be Waukon taking on Wild Card Williamsburg. The Raiders making a wild card appearance into the championship. And then tomorrow night, 6:45 pregame, 107.5, 106.3 FM. The rematch is it'll be Iowa City West taking on West Des Moines Dowling coming up tomorrow night. And we were talking on the way up, John, this may be West's best opportunity to bring home a state championship tomorrow night and wrestle it back from Central Iowa.
I really have been impressed all year long with the job that Iowa City West has done. They've been unflappable, they've been consistent, and they've got a team that believes that they can take Russell the championship in 4A away from Dowling. And that by itself is a feat. Last year, I think it's fair to say that in their championship game, they wanted to just show well, and they didn't do a bad job at all. But this version of the Trojans team, I think they believe they will come up here and beat Dowling.
So that will be coming up tomorrow, and it should be a very entertaining day coming up. Let's take a look at some basketball scores from earlier on today. Right now, Iowa in action at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and the Hawks having a bit of a tussle with Grambling, 54-49 with just over 12 minutes to play in the second half. And also earlier on today, out in South Carolina in Myrtle Beach at the Puerto Rico tournament, it was Iowa State. If I can find it here. There it is, 104-98. They had a tussle with Appalachian State, but the Cyclones get their first win of the year. And some of the other scores from college basketball tonight. A lot of the Gavitt games going on. Right now, Michigan leading Southern Mississippi 61-47. St. John's has beaten Nebraska 79-56. Ohio State over Texas Southern 82-64. Late first half, Xavier leading Wisconsin 34-29. Those are the Big Ten scores. And Big 12 scores, you mentioned Iowa State. Oklahoma State, no problem with Oral Roberts right now, 61-34. So Iowa State will take on either Tulsa or Western Michigan coming up tomorrow. And that will be at 5:30 with the pregame on 1600 AM for you. And so local programming starting at 5:30 will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow. Again, like last week, John, Xavier not going back into the locker room. They are right there in the tunnel. They didn't want to see halftime come. And you bet your bottom dollar Jim O'Connell right now talking his defense, talking about trying to stop Avery Van Zee at this point. Get a three and out. Stop them. Whatever you need to do on that first drive to get the ball back and go for the dagger, perhaps.
Some kind of an adjustment is going to be made by Jim O'Connell, and I don't know that it's going to be personnel-wise in terms of shading somebody over or double-teaming Van Zee, but I think you're going to see them try and bring a little bit more pressure on the quarterback, Gustafson.
Got a couple of sacks in that first half.
They did early on, and then they kind of called the dogs off there in the second quarter a little bit. But as to your point on not going into the halftime locker room, they enjoy being the visiting team and wearing their white here at the Dome, because when that big door, garage door, goes up over in the northwest corner, I think it stays nice and cool in there. You go in those locker rooms, it can be really hot and stuffy. And what you don't want to do in this environment is have anybody come out and be cramped up from dehydration in the second half. They really like staying out here in that corner of the end zone and being cool.
That's right. And Xavier right there at the garage door. And I'm not going to say it was a perfect first half, but by gosh, it was probably about a 90 to 95% perfect first half.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you look back at the play calling of Dwayne Schulte, it was nearly flawless. Dwayne's called a lot of great games in his years as a head coach and his own offensive coordinator, but he just had every angle figured out. He had all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. He knew exactly what he needed to do in the situations that were presented him, And his team, to this point, has performed flawlessly. If they can come out here in the second half and maintain that high level of enthusiasm and execution, big word execution, continue that, no turnovers, they're going to be looking at a real special win here. But they've still got a big 24 minutes ahead of them.
Head golf coach Tim O'Brien over there whooping up the student section with a whiteout tonight for Cedar Rapids Xavier as the Saints lead it here at halftime, 24-7. As Pella is going to get the ball first to start that second half, and Xavier's just played keep away from this offense.
Well, you know what the last thing Jim O'Connell said is, we're going to take them three and out, and we're going to give the ball back to our offense. They're going to go down and score, and we're going to put this game to bed. So we'll see what happens, because you know Pella, these guys, they've got a lot of pride. They've won the last three state titles in a row here in 3A. They're not going to go down without a fight.
Yeah, they're not going to give up that trophy on their own. That is certainly the case. Xavier's only had to punt once in that first half. As the Saints, as we mentioned, putting up 264 yards. Pella came into this game giving up only 242 yards a game. So already, Xavier has eclipsed that mark. Xavier, 152 yards rushing in that first half. And Pella came in only giving up 98 yards.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us and missed the stat breakdown, those were not big plays that led to those touchdowns for Xavier. These were methodical drives where they got the ball on their own 23. They did start one time in Pella territory at the Pella 41, but that only yielded the field goal, and the other two touchdowns came from their own territory. So they have had some nice sustained drives, not big play scoring.
78-yard drive, the one short porch where they went 41 on the field goal, 58 yards and 80 yards. So Xavier has moved the ball effectively. And they have done it methodically as well so far here in the first half. But we've got 24 minutes to play here from the Unidome in Cedar Falls with Xavier leading this one 24-7 here at the halftime break. Again, high school football tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. And you and I will have our final broadcast before we look forward to 2018 coming up next year.
And you get a short turnaround. You're going to be on the air with girls basketball next Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night we start things up on the FMs, 107.5, 106.3 FM. A good battle. Prairie, Jeff Linder's got him in his top 10 at 5A. Preseason, that is. But I trust Lindy. And they will take on a very good Muscatine team. Probably one of the top three, four teams in the MAC. And they've got some good players.
Well, and it's always fun to broadcast from the Prairie Gym because college community kids know how to come out and have a good time.
All right. Game's getting ready for the second half. Good crowd on the opposite end, the west side, representing the Xavier Saints. And Pella brought a good contingent up from Marion County as well. Down below us and directly below us, taking in this one, second place team in the district, the Waverly Shell Rock Gohawks. They know all about this team in the navy blue and silver.
Yes, they do. Which leads me to wonder at what point we're going to see the new districts come out this winter, Scott.
Probably January, I would say, with the schedules coming out in February.
Everybody in high school football in Iowa right now waiting with bated breath as to what the new configurations will be and where, what district each of them respectively ends up in.
And how many playoff teams we're going to see next year. I would like to have it stay the same, but you never know. I think 16 or 24 at the outside. I don't want to see it go back to 32.
And don't assume that there's going to be an even number of districts either.
Never know.
It could be an odd number, and all of a sudden wild cards are being played out for each class.
Sam Warner along with Gabe Thomas will drop back, twin safeties for Pella at about the 5-yard line. As Ben Conrad will get ready to kick it off for Cedar Rapids Xavier. The Saints in their white jerseys with the navy blue numbers and the silver pants and the silver helmets. And Pella in their all green with the green helmets and the white numbers. Just about set to go. Dwayne Schulte stalking that far sideline. I think that was Bryce behind him on that one. Not sure. We know Reggie's down on the sideline. Try to keep Bryce off the sideline. All right, set to go with the second half of this 3A state championship. We are underway. Conrad with the kick, high end over end, into the end zone. And Pella from the 20-yard line will put it into play. The quarterback for Pella, Ryan Gustafson, Reese Schnell, the tailback, but he's only carried it once. Avery Van Zee has been the big runner. He's carried it four times, mainly on Wildcats. Van Zee at one wideout. Tied in is Lucas Warner. And the other wideout, Curtis Ware. We've also seen the freshman Aaron Downs in there as well for the Dutch of Pella. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Ball middle of the field. Gustafson in the shotgun. He'll send Warner in motion. Stutter motion from left to right. Shotgun snap and dropping it. Picking it back up. Gustafson under pressure. Eludes one. Tries to get away from the rest. And down he goes. Jacob Hines throws him down. Third sack of the ball game back at the 16-yard line.
That was going to be a pass route to Avery Van Zee, who did an out. And they ran another receiver deep to try and clear out the underneath pattern for Van Zee.
Pella's put it on the floor the last two snaps. And very fortunate to get it back on both of them.
Yeah, both deep in their own kitchen.
Second down and 14. Four receivers into the game, two left, two to the right. Four-man front. Gustafson back to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Rolling to the right side and just throws it into the ground, incomplete. Threw it away. Tried to get it over there on the far sideline. Looked to be to Logan Shetterly. And it'll be third down and 14.
Had a receiver there, but had to throw it at his feet in order to avoid the loss.
Do you send him here if you're Jim O'Connell?
Well, I don't know. They've done nothing but go backwards at this point. I think maybe you lay off on this one.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Shotgun snap. They're not bringing him. Gustafson to throw. Lobs the far sideline. Incomplete. There was contact kind of both ways. Tried to get it to Aaron Downs. Quinn Schulte was back there defensively. No, Gabe Lux, I beg your pardon. It was just overthrown.
Yeah, a little scrape and a paint on their helmets there. Lux also had a little grab in the arm at the elbow joint there. But really, no harm, no foul there, and that's a good no call.
Pella to punt, three and out, and Gabe Thomas to kick it away. And boy, look at Xavier. Their twin safeties all the way back at the 35-yard line.
And if he gets into it, they better be.
From the 16, high snap, and Thomas gets it away. Kind of a tail wagger. Will take a bounce at the 45-yard line. Coming up, taking on a hop is Stovey. At the 40-yard line, trying to get to the outside, giving ground. Penalty flag down. And Warner with the tackle. And they'll give it progress to the 37. Going to be a penalty probably coming up on Xavier, though. And we'll see what the penalty flag's about.
That's the second block in the back tonight on special teams for Xavier.
And that will back Xavier up 10. And they'll have it on the 27-yard line, their own 27. 11 minutes to play, even here in the third quarter. Quinn Schulte at quarterback. That was another good punt by Thomas. 44 yards on that one. First and 10, Schulte in the shotgun. Schulte fakes the pass, going to take it up the middle, got clobbered.
Oh!
And the fall ball came loose.
And one of the linemen actually took it away from him, I think, or got it on the first bounce and advanced it for a nice 5-6 yard gain.
That was Wyatt Johnson that took it. That ball was popped out of Quinn Schulte's breadbasket. Wyatt Johnson
never hit the ground.
He picked it up and took it ahead for a gain of about 6.
The ball never hit the ground.
So it'll be second down and 4 coming up. Big play and a big, big break there for the Saints.
But that's a name you didn't think you were going to write on your rushing stat sheet.
I did not. Johnson goes for 6. Delay, handoff off the left side to Stovey, and he's pushed back. And Jake Hirama, first one to get him right at the point of attack. And Pella's starting to tackle the ball right now. You can see it down there, John.
they don't have any choice. They've got to try and get some turnovers and create some field position for their offense.
It'll be third down, short still coming up. Third down and four at the 33-yard line. 9:45, clock rolling, third quarter. Xavier up 24-7. Pella crowd up, exuding their defense. Tie-dye formation behind Schulte. They'll run the option. Hand off to Hazel. Bust through. First down again. Fullback takes it to the 39-yard line for a gain of six.
Pella brought six guys up on the line of scrimmage, Scott. And the one opening that was there, Xavier found a way to get through it.
How big has Joey DeHazel been tonight?
Oh, man, he's been clutch.
Up, they'll mark it just outside the 40-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Lux out to the left side, and now coming out to the right side for Xavier is going to be Jared Brown. Out of the eye, hand off, angling to the left side, Stovey, and brought down by the pile after a gain of two at the 42-yard line. Davidson, first one to get him there, along with Sam Warner. Gain of two that time. Xavier content after the three and out to just take this down. Kill that clock as we're under nine to play in the third quarter.
As long as you keep getting positive yardage on every play, keep those chains moving.
Second and eight, left hash mark for Xavier from the 42. Schulte into pistol. He'll take it himself off the right side, trying to cut it back. Now stays on his feet, gets to the 45 and twists down as he gets to the 47-yard line. Breaking tackles, Schulte, and took it for five. Probably should have been brought down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he should have been put down on the turf for no gain. And he ends up making something out of nothing just by his savvy moves and running. He's getting very, very good, not only with his vision, Scott, but with his twisting and turning moves.
Xavier, 7 of 10 on third down tries. Third down, three from the 47-yard line. Two to the left, two to the right. Schulte in the shotgun. Off the fake, snowed under. That time, Pella brought the kitchen sink, and Cade Van Vliet brought him down for a loss back in the 42.
Yeah, there's literally no play that you could have called in that situation. They brought the kitchen sink.
I think everybody wearing green came that time. But Xavier gets a first down and takes some time off the clock.
Pella's defense right now playing with a huge amount of emotion.
It'll be Lux to punt it away. Thomas back at about the 20-yard line. Still five in the play clock. Good snap, rush coming, got it away. Nice spiral, beautiful kick. Thomas backpedaling at the 10-yard line. Comes up field, stutter move at the 15. Lost the ball at the 15 as he was hit. Who's got it? Xavier pointing in their direction. We shall see. Xavier football.
At the 15-yard line of Pella.
Bastion, I think, came up with it.
Boy, they put this one in. This could be the death knell for the Dutch.
Bryson Bastion got the fumble, and Xavier in the red zone at the Pella 15-yard line. How about that? First turnover of the ball game, and that was a big one. And it'll be Xavier ball, first and 10. They're going to mark it at the 16, make it the 15-yard line. Stutter moves Stovey straight ahead and reaches for about the 12-yard line. As Stovey getting closer and closer to that 1,000-yard mark.
And again, he got hit right at the line of scrimmage and probably should have put down for no gain, but found a way to keep his forward momentum going. Always has his helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet and his legs churning upon the first hit.
That fumble picked up by Bastion. Second down and seven for Xavier. Long seven from the 13. They'll send Scott in motion. Toss, sweep, left side. Blockers in front. Stovey inside the 10 and thrown down as he gets down to about the 8-yard line for a pickup of 4 yards. 76 yards on the night for Stovey. Needs three more to get the 1,000.
Haven't seen the toss sweep for a while. Good for the play calling variety to keep testing that outside.
My bet is Pella's going to bring the house again.
They don't have a choice. They've got to go for broke defensively here now.
Third and three. Tight end right side, Jacob Hines. Lux out to the right side. They're going to go double tight end on third down. They're on the option. Chilty on the keeper and a flag down.
This is going to set them back five. One of the very few mistakes made tonight by this Xavier team.
Field goal here keeps it within a three-score game. Touchdown makes it a four-score game.
And they can get a first down at the five-yard line. And you're in four-down territory here, so some interesting choices now. Dwayne Schulte has come up aces every time he's made a decision. Let's see what he comes up with.
Third down, long seven. Back at the 13-yard line. Stovey out to the right side along with Scott. Man in motion comes Lux. One setback, Schulte to throw. They're going to try the throwback screen again. Caught by Hines and twisted down this time. Smelled it out. Ian Vecina, senior corner, stayed at home and made the stop.
We talked about going to that well a little once too often, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with trying it. It worked very, very well the first time. But yeah. Here comes the field goal unit.
Ben Conrad will kick it away. And Quinn Schulte's still out on the field here. And fake. It's going to be a fake. Bastion is going to take it out of field goal formation, looking to throw. Throws back. Got Brown at the five-yard line and down to about the two.
Oh, you talk about pulling out all the stops. It's the old fake Aruski. I think I'm injured or I don't know what I'm doing out here on the sideline. And then the ball gets snapped back, Scott, and they're running a pass play on the fake field goal.
Briley Bastion throws it 15 yards to Brown, and Xavier gets another first down on a trick play.
He looked left, then he ran to his right, and that caved in on him, and then man came open. And so they're down to the 2-yard line now.
And tell you what, great job by Bastion there. First and goal just outside the two from the left hash mark. Turn, hand off, Stovey, left side, lowers the shoulder, gets close. Did he get in? No indication as of yet. They're going to down, call him down inside the 1-yard line.
Dwayne Schulte pulling out all the stops.
You don't think this game means anything to the other team
goodness.
On the other side?
Oh, my goodness.
Second down and goal from inside the 1-yard line. 4 minutes to play third quarter. Xavier up 24-7 looking for more. Schulte under center. He'll take it himself. Quarterback sneak. Schulte is in. Touchdown, Xavier. I think Quinn took a little satisfaction in that one.
30-7, pending the extra point kick, and I don't think anybody in Pella saw this coming.
30-7, 3:55 to play here in the third quarter. Bastion to hold. Good snap, placement made. Kick on away by Conrad. Good. 31-7. Xavier with the lead. 3:55 to play here in the third. Back to the Unidome with a kick in a minute. You're listening to the 3A State Championship here on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number one Iowa City West takes on number two West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their fifth straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number two West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Back with you here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls as the Xavier Saints are making a statement tonight. looking for their first 3A championship to go along with the 4A championship from 11 years ago. And just now you're starting to see a few heads hang wearing green below.
As many guys as they've got playing both ways, they've got to be tired. They played with an enormous amount of motion defensively on that long last drive there that Xavier came up aces again. But just look at the big picture right now for Xavier, Scott. They've had the ball six times tonight. Six offensive possessions, scored on five of them. And that is something that is going to be very difficult for Pella to come back from.
So Conrad getting ready to kick it off from left to right. And Jim O'Connell, he is still stuck in the sideline over there.
I just can't get over the fake field goal, Scott. I mean, we've seen Dwayne Schulte for as many years as Xavier has been in existence. We've watched him call plays. I have never seen him call a fake field goal. And we're in the state championship game.
Quinn Schulte was wandering around on the far sideline, never left the field. It was a legal play.
Yep.
Like he was hurt.
It's like he was dazed or something. I don't know where I'm at.
And Bastian was the holder, picked it up, threw, did a good job of not, he was pressured, trying to find somebody. Jared Brown came open, finally found him. Here is a kick by Conrad, high end over end, and right at the goal line will be taken. It's going to be a double reverse. Here comes Downs, the right side tripped up, and then McLean Berger brings him down at about the 24-yard line. Now Pella bringing out a few trickerations here.
You know what it's time for, Scott? It's time for the defense to do their job and not get burned. Keep everything in front of you. Do not give up the big play.
First and 10, Pella. They've had four 3-and-outs so far in their seven possessions. And one was basically the end of the half. They'll send Gustafson to the left side. This is going to be a wildcat formation. This is going to be Schnell this time. And McLean Berger tried to bring him down, strung out, and down goes Schnell. They're going to give him progress, if you will, to the 22. It's still going to be a loss of about a couple.
Well, you talk about white shirts flying to the ball to make the tackle. Half the defense for Xavier had a hand in bringing him down on that play.
Loses two, second down at 12 is where Gustafson will come in. They're going to put it at the 22-yard line. Two receivers out to the right side. Shotgun. And off the fake, Gustafson to throw. Going to throw in the right flat. Van Zee with the catch and tries to break a tackle, but brought down on an ankle tackle by Schneider at the 31-yard line. That'll be a pickup of nine. And, John, you've said it all night. The man they're looking for, where's number one?
They got to try and get him in space, one-on-one matchups if they can, because that's how they find a way to get back in this game.
That is Avery Van Zee. Third and short, third down, a little more than two coming up for Pella. 2:38, clock continues to move, 31-7. Xavier on top. Van Zee to the left side, one receiver to the right. Big line splits right now. Inside handoff and taking it off the left side for a first down is Thomas. Believe it was Thomas. He'll cross the 35. And Thomas will get to the 37 on a gain of five. Thomas only his 38th carry of the year. Only the fourth first down of the game for the Little Dutch.
This is the old coach in me, but every time Pella breaks the huddle, I'm looking to see where number one lines up. They're putting him all over the place.
Downs to the right side. Ware to the left. And Van Zee slot left side. He'll start in motion left to right. Shotgun snap to Gustafson. Under pressure. Down he goes. Tried to turn. Jacob Hines just flooded through there.
And you know that's one of the things that Jim O'Connell talked about with his team defensively and the halftime out there underneath the garage door. Just got to get some pressure on that quarterback.
Well, that was backside pressure. And nobody chipped Jacob Hines that time. Fourth Xavier sack here of the ball game. Second down at 21. Back at the 26-yard line. Spread formation. Two receivers left, two to the right. 1:26 to play, third quarter. Back to throw Gustafson trying to set up the screen. Caught, blockers in front. Look out. 25 to the 30. Cutback. 35 to the 40. And getting most of the lost yardage back that time for Pella was Warner.
Not going to be enough for the first down.
That was Sam Warner, number 25.
Boy, and these last couple of plays here, as the clock keeps moving, they just nonchalantly go back to the huddle and aren't taking any sense of urgency, Scott, offensively right now. It's like they don't know they're down 31-7.
Third and four.
This quarter's almost over, and they're still huddling and taking the whole 25 seconds.
Xavier will take it.
No kidding.
One set back, shotgun for Gustafson. Four-man front, Xavier bringing the blitz. Same play, inside handoff on the counter. Here comes Warner. Twisted down, and he's down at the 49, maybe the 50-yard line, but it'll be enough for the Pella first down.
There was a big hold there that didn't get flagged.
And right now, Pella's just going against the flow of the Xavier defense.
Well, they're running counters, what they're doing.
As it'll be first and 10, Pella might be the final play here of the third quarter. Xavier up 31-7, off the shotgun snap. Gustafson to throw, hit as he throws, gets it out to Van Zee, far side 40, cutting to the sideline, trying to cut it back and out of bounds with the first down to the Saint 35-yard line. And that'll be 15 more and a first down. Xavier's playing it, they're playing a little cushion now with this lead at 31-7.
Just got to keep everything in front of them.
Quinn Schulte on the stop there. We'll get you the third quarter numbers coming up here in just a little bit. First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Shotgun snap, Gustafson backpedaling, under pressure, in trouble, just going to throw it in the flat, coming back, making the catch, and paying for it. Jack Lemke comes up and absolutely tattoos Sam Warner.
Well, that'll be a loss on the play, and that's the end of the third quarter.
In the three, Xavier, 12 minutes away from their first 3A. State championship. After three, Cedar Rapids Xavier 31, Pella 7. Back of the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp. And Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question.
Ahem! To dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh-baked cookies in three delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
We are back with you from the Unidome in Cedar Falls as they are honoring the 3A playoff coaches here. As we are through three quarters, we'll get the official numbers in a moment. Unofficially right now, I've got Xavier with 299 total yards to 122 for Pella, but more importantly, Xavier with a 31-7 lead.
That's got to feel good for Dwayne Schulte, but he's not going to rest until there's all zeros on that clock.
Listening to high school state championship football on 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Why, they did give Wyatt Johnson that run, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I thought they would. That's a name you never thought you'd be putting on your rushing sheet.
Time of possession right now, Xavier, 25 minutes, 17 seconds to 10:43 for Pella. And also Xavier, for third down conversions, 7 of 12. That's going to get you a lot of wins if you can go over 50% on that stat.
You know what else is going to get you a lot of wins? Holding the opposition to 8 yards rushing through three quarters. Excuse me, 14.
I got it for 7.
That is 8. That's right. My goodness. You talk about this Xavier defense, which has kind of not flown under the radar, but they haven't really been getting the kudos that they maybe deserve. They have just been lights out as well as the offense tonight.
Xavier winning the basketball championship the last 2 years, looking for the football championship in 3A. Second and 16, blitz coming. Back to throw Gustafson, being chased, reverses field, being thrown down, got rid of the ball.
There's the flag.
And there is a flag. It's going to be either a fumble or a grounding.
That's thrown by Chuck Britton. He had to think about that for a second, but you're going to get a grounding call here.
See what Chuck says.
It's the right call.
And it's going to be a big penalty because that's going to be back at the 44 in Pella territory.
Jim O'Connell, defensive coordinator for Xavier, has been bringing outside pressure on the last several possessions now in this second half, and it's been really putting the pressure on the quarterback, Gustafson.
In essence, that was a 21-yard penalty.
Oh, my goodness. This is third and four ever back from Pella's own 39.
Can I say yell screen right now?
Or draw.
And look at Quint Schulte. He's playing back at about the 35-yard line. He's dropped back 25 yards. Yep, there's a draw. Inside handoff. Xavier waiting for it. Nothing doing for Gabe Thomas. Crawls ahead to about the 43-yard line. And he will pick up four. And Xavier forces, with that defense, you got to think, the punt coming up from Pella.
You've got a punt. You're at your own 43, and you can't get a first down until you get into Xavier territory at their 25. You got a punt.
Stovey will drop back at about the 15. He's counting, making sure Xavier has 11, and they do. Thomas stays in the punt. Watch the fake here. He will kick it away. End-over-end rugby-style kick. Stovey will just let it go, and will take a bounce inside the 10-yard line. And it's going to be touched up at about the 8-yard line. And that's going to be a 48-yard punt. And Xavier will get it with 10:50 to play in the game, up 31-7 at the 9. They're going to mark it at the 9-yard line. Pella held it 5 minutes and 5 seconds, by far their longest of the night. First down from the 9 for Xavier. And they are not going to do anything fancy with the 31-7 lead. In the pistol for Quint Schulte. He'll get it. Inside handoff to Stovey. Little stutter step. Pushed back. Holding the ball. Covering it with two hands. Got back to the line of scrimmage. And that was about it. Just on that cusp of a 1,000-yard season. Just can't quite get over it as of yet. As the Saints look at a second down and 10 from their own 9. And assistant coach Brad Stovey doesn't have to tell them when to get going with the 25-second play clock. It's clearly visible in each end zone. Spread formation, three receivers to the right, and Scott to the left, and they'll run it. Schulte on the keeper, 15, spins ahead to the 17-yard line for a pickup of about 8. Second down, when Xavier said second down and long, they have made a play to make it third and long.
More often
or third
than
and short, I'd
and more often than not, it's been Quint Schulte calling his own number.
Spreading out Pella. Third down and 2 from the 17-yard line. Scott to the left. Again, that bunch formation to the right side this time. Schulte in the gun. And Schulte will get the snap, coming to the right side, turns it up, first down. He's to the 20, to the 25-yard line, and ahead to about the 26. You're starting to see some very tired, green-shirted Pella Dutch right now.
Xavier doesn't have as many guys going both ways as the Dutch do, and they're starting to lean on the green shirts at this point.
First down. That is now 78 yards and a touchdown for Quint Schulte. 77 yards for Braden Stovey tonight. 30 yards for Joey Drahazel. And Wyatt Johnson with 6. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. Sweep and Stovey caught in the backfield. Davidson emphatically makes the stop back at the 24-yard line. Under 9 to play in the game.
One of very few tackles for a loss against Xavier's offense on this night.
Yeah, you're right. There haven't been many. Second down and 12. And Xavier in no hurry. Up 31-7, 8:35 to play in the game. Scott to the left side. Direct snap. Schulte runs into Stovey and then uses him as a lead blocker and bulldog down as he gets to the 29. Got four right there. Tomorrow morning, Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, Tom Warner will be up here, as it will be Regina football. And then tomorrow night, it'll be West High, as they will take on Dowling. Regina gets Van Meter, the home of Bob Feller.
It's going to be a tough one, but you know what? I've learned not to bet against Marv Cook and the Regals.
8 minutes to play in the game. Down to seven on the play clock. They'll flip-flop Stobie. Right hip now is Schulte. And Schulte on the fake. On the keeper. Coming left. Going to be short of the first down. Pushed back as he gets to the 33-yard line by Sam Warner. And it's going to go for about four. But Xavier got a first down out of it. And took some more time off the clock.
Only the second time tonight this punt team has come out for Xavier.
That's right. Gabe Lux, first time out, got a 57-yarder off. Well, check that third time, and the second time, Pella fumbled it.
Correct.
Xavier will take some time off the clock. Thomas and Van Zee will drop at about the 30-yard line, twin safety formation. From the 33-yard line, as Lux gets the low snap and gets it away. Nice spiral beauty. Backpedaling Thomas, 21-yard line. Angles left to the 25. Breaks one tackle and brought down as he gets to the 28-yard line for a return of seven.
Well, one of the things that's gotten lost in the shuffle here tonight is the outstanding tackling that Xavier has had, whether it's on defense or special teams. Everything's just been tight and solid when it comes to tackling.
46-yard punt. How about that?
Beautiful spiral. Just beautiful. Great hang time. Good distance. Let your teammates come down, clean up.
And that's exactly what the Saints did right there. First and 10 at the 29-yard line. 31-7, Xavier on top. Pella running out of time, the three-time champions. Bunch formation to the left side. Gustafson to throw. Under pressure again. Been sacked five times. Make it six. Cole Gert from the outside brings him down.
Pella tried to get a little cute with trips way out beyond the numbers there to the wide side of the field. But the pursuit by Xavier's defense, relentless.
Cole Gert, senior. Drew Tice, Kyle Krizek, Jacob Hines, Jack Lemke, Ethan Herkett, McLean Berger, Boban Burkham, Justin Schneider, Quinn Schulte along with Gabe Lux. This defense has done just a yeoman's job tonight. Second at 17, backpedaling Gustafson. Going to throw the bomb near sideline. Coming back for it, and it's incomplete, and a flag will come in. Underthrown, and that caused the contact, I believe.
Late break on the ball by Quinn Schulte, who nearly intercepted that. But that's going to be on Gabe Lux.
Yeah, it's going to be a first down. Be a 15-yard penalty. It's not the NFL, so it's not a big thing right here. Schulte almost picked that thing off.
Yeah, 15 yards, but not a first down.
Well, not going to be a first down. It's going to be second and one. Since that loss was a big 16-yard loss right at the outset of this drive. 6:04 remaining in the game. Xavier 31, Pella 7. We'll have the Rainer Door postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Second and one. Couple tight ends in there. Gustafson to throw. Backpedaling. Looking. Hit as he throws. Throws left side man. Out there. Caught where? In Xavier territory. Far sideline. Deep cross down to about the 29-yard line.
Well, and that's the type of play that we're used to seeing from Pella.
That's a 33-yard pickup. First catch of the night for Ware. And a first down for the Pella Dutch. Still down 31-7, though, with 5:56 to play in the ballgame. Pella, right now, they've got to keep two tight ends in there and only send three out because Xavier, they can't stop Xavier's defense unless they do that.
Can't protect the quarterback, and that was what they tried to do at halftime, and they've done it.
Only two receivers this time. Gustafson the throw, going to throw the middle, and it's incomplete, almost picked off. A little high to Nick DeYoung, and off the deflection, almost intercepted in there by Van Berkham.
Gustafson got the ball off, but he paid the price, got a good whack after he let go of it. He's been hit early and often all night long.
5:51 to play in the 3A championship. With Xavier in command, 31-7. Pella in Xavier territory for only the second time tonight. Van Zee to the right side, Ware to the left side. Inside handoff Schnell and lowers the shoulder and gets about 5 to the 25-yard line. Only his third carry of the night for 4 yards. And it'll be a third down upcoming for the Dutch. Third down a little more than 5 with 5.5 to go. And with Pella right now not really in a hurry up, I think Jay McKinstry has put up the white flag perhaps. Third down, Van Zee in motion to the right. Xavier showing blitz from the outside. Here they come, and the pop pass left side caught by the tight end. DeYoung shucking tacklers. It gets down to the Xavier 15-yard line for a pickup of 10. That'll be a Pella first down. Well, you got that big tight end. I'm finding him a little more.
Yeah, he put a big stiff arm on Jack Lemke before he went out of bounds. He's a big dude.
He'll be playing some basketball, and Pella will have an excellent basketball team. These two schools have met regularly the last few years in basketball. And on first down, Schnell angling left, getting inside the 10 and down to about the 8-yard line. Good mix of run and pass right here. But taking precious time off the clock. So we're down to 4:48 and running. 31-7 Xavier. Jumped out to a 17-0 lead, and they have never been threatened in this one. Second down, back to throw Gustafson. Fade pattern, right side of the end zone, into double coverage, and in broken up, incomplete. Van Berkham was there, and Lux also there as they tried to get it to Avery Van Zee.
And a late flag now thrown by Chuck Britton. Somebody said something.
After the play?
You don't do that with Chuck Britton, people.
No, you don't.
With 2 fouls on the play. First is defensive pass interference.
Whoa.
Wow.
Second penalty is a dead ball. That's unsportsmanlike penalty. Number 35.
So it's going to be, I did not see the pass interference penalty.
I did not either. It was not thrown down near the end zone. It was thrown on the 15-yard line of a bright hash. And the unsportsmanlike penalty there thrown on Jacob Hines for reasons that pass understanding.
That will be first and goal outside the 2-yard line.
He may have had a temporary vocabulary check there.
As the Saints backed up to their only 2-yard line, but 4:32 to play here in the ball game. Schnell on the right hip, and they're going to put Van Zee in the Wildcat. He'll take it himself. Starts right, tries to sweep to the outside, brought down. Quinn Schulte on a solo tackle for a loss of 2 back to the 4.
Quinn Schulte making his statement that from my defensive position this year, I'll be making plays late in the game.
Second down and goal back in the 4-yard line. As Xavier, his future looks bright again for Xavier. I believe the sophomores went undefeated again this year. Don't quote me on that. Ware and Gustafson out to the left. They're going to keep Van Zee in that Wildcat with a blocker in front. He'll get it going off the left side, cuts it in, and lowers the shoulder. Gets down to about the 1-yard line. And we'll take more time off the clock as we're down to 3:38 and ticking. Pella's going to go finally with a hurry up here. Van Zee will get him lined up here on third down and goal from inside the 1-yard line. And Van Zee gets the direct snap and gets in for the touchdown. So Van Zee gets in with 3:24 to go on a one-yard plunge. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage, but did go off of that block. Quinn Schulte almost timed that perfectly. And Pella gets a little bit closer at 31-13. I think Pella's going to go for two.
Yes, they are. Coach is out on the numbers there, signaling in a play to them.
Because if you get two, it's down to 16 then.
Yep,
two
possession.
Touchdowns, yeah. Two two-point conversions. And it's not undoable. I will say that. You sent me a YouTube video of the Minnesota high school playoffs, 17 in a minute. Gustafson to throw, going to throw the little swing pass, and it's incomplete as Downs had to go off his hand, and it will stay 31-13. 3:24 to play in the 3A championship. Xavier by 18. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school state championship football from KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
Iowa City Regina is back in the Class 1A State Finals for the 8th straight season and looks to regain the crown this Friday morning. Join Alex Good and Gary Fickle Friday at 10:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 3 Iowa City Regina meets number 2 Van Meter for the title. The Regals will look to take down the unbeaten Bulldogs and climb back to the top of 1A football. That's Class 1A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 3 Iowa City Regina versus number 2 Van Meter. Friday morning at 10:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 3FM, KGYM. Back with you at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. 31-13 lead for the Xavier Saints. As Craig Jelinek, I'm sure, talking with his hands team right now, John. They're going to see an onside kick at this point.
Absolutely going to see an onside kick here. And speaking of Craig Jelinek, this is going to be his first state championship as a coach.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is. Very, very happy for all of the Xavier coaches. One of the elder statesmen amongst them being Craig Jelinek.
Absolutely.
Who could have very easily, after retiring at Prairie, gone out to his Solon Reservoir docked home and just sat there in the sun with his boat, but he chose to come back and help out the Saints, and boy, have they been grateful.
Well, he's on the boat a lot. I'll say that. I've seen him on the boat. As Miedema is going to tee it up at the 40, and this is going to be an onside kick. Now, again, you can't slam it into the turf and have it come up on the big hop. You got to do it a little differently now.
You can, but they're going to call a dead ball foul and move you back five, and you're going to have to try it again.
As it will be Miedema. He's kind of got an angle to the left side. It might do the little straightforward thing. We'll have to wait and see.
Pella with five on the left and five on the right. Ball marked right in the middle of the field.
Here we go. Miedema with the approach, and he will onside kick it to the right, and a flag is down. The ball just jutted out of bounds.
Yeah, one of the Pella guys got across before the kick.
Yeah, it's going to be offside against the Dutch. And it'll be a re-kick. So in essence, it's a do-over.
And that ball scooted without really tumbling or taking any kind of a bounce, just scooted right out of bounds.
As Pello will back up to the 35, and they'll try it again. Kind of right on that edge of that Iowa border on the field turf here, somewhere between Council Bluffs and Sioux City. Haven't figured out exactly what town it's located by. We got DeWitt on the other side at the 35-yard line.
That's right.
We know that. Here we go. Miedema with the approach, and he'll try that onside kick again. And here it comes. This one will go flying out of bounds again. And Xavier is going to have it probably at the 43-yard line.
Tony Lombardi's brother will not be in attendance tonight, Scott.
Yeah, you told me during that break he was the coach of that Minnesota high school team that came back from 17 down in the last minute.
Check that out on YouTube if you have nothing better to do, because that's a comeback for the ages, and it was engineered by one Tony Lombardi's brother.
43-yard line for Xavier. The first and 10, and three timeouts remaining for Pella. Now, hey, you got to play it to the end. I fully expect Pella to take their timeouts here at this point.
Boy, and if you run the ball into a handful of them, you better be holding on tight, because they're going to be stripping and clawing, trying to get that ball out in any way, shape, or form that they can.
First down, Hines tight end to the right side. In fact, they're going to go two tight ends. Scott's in there as an extra tight end. Keep it on the ground. Hand off Stovey, covering the ball with both hands. And he crosses the 45 to the 46-yard line.
Stovey covering that ball up like it's his firstborn coming home from the hospital.
999 yards for Braden Stovey.
And don't be surprised if he doesn't crack another big one before this is over.
Right now, Pella's got nine in the box, basically.
Second get past out, that first line sometimes. You can get some big plays.
Pella has not taken a timeout yet. I formation. Stovey tailed the tandem behind Drahazel. From the 46-yard line, they'll use all of the 25-second clock. Counter right side. Stovey hit and brought down. DeYoung right through there. Knifed through and got him for a loss of about four. And again, like we said at the pregame, I don't think Braden cares if he gets 1,000 yards.
Nope. Numbers are meaningless for any individual on this Xavier team. Dwayne Schulte has drilled that into them since they stepped foot as freshmen.
Timeout, Pella. They will take their first. We'll take a 30-second break. 2:25 to play here in the 3A championship. And it is Xavier 31, Pella 13, back at 30 seconds on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
And a big thanks to our presenting sponsor, First Federal Credit Union, for helping us out throughout the football season. They're going to bring basketball to you as well. And again, they had the ribbon cutting at their brand new Westdale Mall office today. Had to be over there with our sales manager, Steve Kane, and our newest sales representative, and had a great time over there over the lunch hour. As Xavier going to have a good time here tonight. Third and 10 for the Saints. Pella with two timeouts left, 2:25 to play. From the middle of the field, counter give to Stovey with Drahazel blocking. Stovey turns it up, gets close to midfield and down at about the 49-yard line, and Pella will probably use their final timeout. And they will. As Pella with 2:17 to play will use that final timeout. So we'll take our final timeout. 31-13 at Xavier. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls basketball team will tip off the season tomorrow when they host Davenport Assumption. Coach Tom Lilly and the Saints will look for another terrific season after reaching the Class 4A state tournament a year ago. The girls will then be at Decorah on Tuesday. The Xavier bowling teams will kick off their seasons next Tuesday at May City Bowl against Kennedy. Join Xavier for the third annual Dancing with the Saints, January 20th at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Center. Dancing with the Saints is an event which supports the students of Xavier High School. 10 Xavier Community Stars will be paired with 10 area dancing professionals. Each couple will compete for your vote in the form of online donations. Tickets are on sale now. Buy yours at xaviersaints.org/DWTS.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back with you at the Unidome, Scott Unash, John Hagerty with you. Fourth down and four, Xavier up 31-13 with 2:17 to play, and they keep the offense out there. They're going to try probably to draw him offside.
And they did.
I think they did. Yeah, Dwayne Schulte is livid.
They did pull him off.
Didn't get the call. And now Xavier is going to take timeout.
Oh, Dwayne Schulte is mad.
We have not seen Dwayne that animated
in
a while.
Oh, my. They did pull him off, too. That's the thing. Why did that line judge not throw his flag?
Well,
Dwayne Schulte has every right to be upset about that non-call.
He did everything he wanted to do right there, and they executed it perfectly and didn't get the call. And it'll be a timeout taken here by Xavier. That'll be their first. Now, I imagine now they'll punt it away. Really no reason.
Well, it's more than likely all academic here, and it's just going to be for style points at this juncture. But still, that's the thing about you got to love about Dwayne Schulte. He is going to fight tooth and nail until the bitter end. He's not going to give up an inch until there's all zeros on that clock, Scott.
Oh, assistant coach Brad Stovey pounced into action right there. Wanted to make sure, hey, everything's cool.
That's right. Brad Stovey, he's the one over there that's kind of the calming influence. He's the one that takes all the cerebral type of things that maybe the emotion that the rest of them get caught up in sometimes. Stovey kind of just, he's the calming influence in there.
Absolutely. So it'll be fourth down, and Casey O'Connell is going to punt now for Xavier. As O'Connell, the senior, 6'2", 150-pounder. He's kind of the pooch kicker. I expect Pella to come after this one. Line of scrimmage will be the 49-yard line. Snap coming. No rush. Got it away. And a good punt by O'Connell. Angling to the far sideline. Did it go out of bounds?
What about the two?
Yes, it did. Right at the 2-yard line.
He's been doing that all season long, and he saved his best for the last.
2:10 to play, and it'll be Pella first and 10 on their own 2-yard line.
You want to talk about the coffin corner.
Casey O'Connell will kick it out of bounds. Ooh, it was pretty close. Pylon, though, I don't know.
Official was right
there's
there.
There's no replay in high school football, John.
Nope.
So it'll be inside the 2-yard line.
Well, there is once we get to the Unit Dome, but nobody's going to put any credence in it. No. And they won't show it if it really matters.
You're not going to get something overturned either.
No.
From the end zone, here is the handoff, and Warner breaking it to the 10, to the 15-yard line, and spun down as he gets to the 20-yard line, and that will stop the clock after the pickup of 18. Expecting pass, and they got the run as Warner goes for about 18 there. 2:02 to play, 31-13, Xavier. And Ryan Gustafson coming back to the huddle, and Pella is huddling, so really no sense of urgency at this point. Two receivers to the right, one to the left side, and there's that inside handoff again. Xavier waiting for it this time. Warner dropped for a loss of one. Jacob Hines, Jack Lemke. No one talked about this particular addition of the Xavier defense coming into the season. And we talked about it on the way up. This may be one of Jim O'Connell's best defenses.
Well, they've certainly executed. And I'm not sure they're quite as good as that 06 team, but by golly, they're darn close.
Craig Jelinek just with a handshake and a hug for Dwayne Schulte. Back to throw, Gustafson loops the left side, and it is going to be caught over the shoulder. Did they say he caught it? And he's down at the 45.
As soon as he falls down, he...
Great grab, though, by the freshman Downs.
Into double coverage.
Going to be a one-handed catch for a pickup of 36. And again, he's only a freshman. Minute 13 to play in the ballgame. Downs to the left side, Twins to the right side. Clock starts up. Gustafson going to throw and caught. Van Zee on the little out at about the Xavier 34. That'll move the chains again, and that'll be another first down. Fifth catch of the night, over 100 yards now is Van Zee. But the clock continues to run as soon as they set the chains. And Xavier is going to win their second championship in the brief history of Xavier High School. Regis got some. LaSalle got some. Xavier will get their second. Gustafson out of the shotgun. Being pressured. McLeanberger drops it back at the 48-yard line. Another sack and a loss of 14.
That has to feel good.
And the Saints, Dwayne Schulte has taken the headset off. And that's going to make that time in the combine a little happier for Jim O'Connell. Could be the final play of the 3A championship. It'll be second down and 20, down to 17 seconds to play. As Xavier will win it. Gustafson back to throw, under pressure, going to throw it away, and nobody there. This should be grounding. Is Chuck Britton going to throw it?
Nah, it doesn't matter at this point.
That's fine.
Yep, that was grounding, but it does not matter. Now, Scott, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
We got an official invitation to the Xavier party after the 2006 one, and I'm wondering who's going to give us the official invitation to the party this time around.
I don't know.
Thank you, Dr. John Holder.
There were several opportunities. Ware and Van Zee to the left. Final play, barring a penalty. Third down, 21, back at the 45. And the inside handoff to Schnell up the middle, and McLeanberger will bring him down after a pickup of 10. And Xavier is the state football champion. First ever in Class 3A.
How about that? White shirts swarm the middle of the field at the 45-yard line as the cameras converge around them. As soon as they get their wits about them, they'll line up and shake hands. But right now, it is joy unleashed.
For the Saints, they win it and get the state championship here at the Unidome. Second one in school history. First one in 3A. They won it in 4A. And there's dad and son with a hug.
You got to feel good for Quinn Schulte and his dad. And brothers will be right
there's
there.
There's Bryce right there.
Yep.
Right behind him.
Oh, my. Quinn has been waiting a year for the redemption here tonight. And in doing so, his father, Dwayne, joins his coach, Tom Kopadich, with two state championships. Tom had his at Cedar Rapids LaSalle. And next year, Dwayne will most surely surpass Kopadich in number of playoff appearances. And the only thing left tonight is, will Tom Keating, Xavier principal, and member of the Board of Control hand them their trophy?
I got to think that might be the case.
I think so.
But we shall see. Xavier wins it here tonight. And what a team effort it was. Trick plays, methodical drives, and that's a team Xavier wanted. And this is going to feel very good for the Saint Nation here tonight.
Well, we said in the pregame show that if they came with the amount of emotion and intensity and the execution that they did in that semifinal win against an outstanding Solon team, that they could be in for a real special night tonight, and they did not disappoint their fans or the metro area or the corridor that we broadcast. And you just got to feel great for the Cedar Rapids Xavier Saints because they took it from stem to stern, start to finish, all the way through this season. They were undaunted. They listened to their coaches, and they gave it everything they had. And this is what happens when it all comes together, Scott. You get a great moment like this one that we're basking in right now.
Xavier wins it 31-13, led it 24-7 at the halftime break as we get into the Raider Door postgame show with you here tonight from the Unidome in Cedar Falls, as the Saints will get the big gold trophy, and we'll get you all the facts and figures of this one coming up as the Saints celebrating. Reggie Schulte, Bryce Schulte, some of the other former Xavier players over there. And the Saints go 13-0 this year.
Both older brothers came so close, Scott, to experiencing this feeling right now. But just you know, not quite enough. And for their younger brother, Quinn, who gets to come back and defend it next year, for them to see young Quinn be able to experience this in his junior year and watch their dad
get his second gold ring. It's just a great family affair. But, you know, this Dwayne Schulte will be the first to tell you that it's not just him and it's not his boys. It's a whole bunch of band of brothers that coach with them and a whole community effort that goes behind this. And, you know, the community is going to have a great time celebrating this, but they work darn hard to get this. Dwayne Schulte, to his credit, Scott, never crowed, never got the cart ahead of the horse, always kept his cards close to his chest. And you can say that he's a little superstitious. You can say that he doesn't want to tempt the gods. But this is what he knows can come together, and the great feeling that you can have if you do things the right way and wait until the bitter end. I just got to feel so good for the Xavier community and the Schulte family in particular.
Xavier wins it 31-13. We're going to have the trophy presentation. We'll stick around for that. And then we will get you to the post-game show here. We'll get the final stats coming your way here in just a little bit as Xavier wins their second title in Xavier Saint history. And the Saints end the year at 13-0. And let's join the public address. Yeah, I think that is Mr. Keating with the big gold trophy.
Well, we saw this happen down at the Wells Fargo.
Twice.
Which is not why this wasn't much of a stretch for me to predict it.
As the PA going over all the awards that each team's going to get. And we'll make sure and get you the presentation of the trophy to the Saints. And Pella has nothing to hang their head about. This is three straight years that they won the state championship, 4 years to be in this position. Not many schools have had the opportunity to do that.
That's a very special feeling. And, you know, they had so much that they wanted to take care of tonight, and it was the team that they wanted to do it against. Take your hats off to Pella. This is a tremendous football tradition they have. But tonight, they got outplayed, and I'll dare say they got outcoached, Scott.
There's Pella getting their second place trophy. And Tom Keating, Principal Xavier. Here it comes. Tom Keating handed the trophy and got the heck out of the way.
He knows how this works.
Yeah, not his first rodeo here, but we're going to take a break, 2-minute timeout, and come back with the Rainer Door postgame show from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. The Xavier Saints, the Kings of 3A, 31-13 over Pella, and back with more right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark.
Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more.
So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Back with you from the Uni Dome, and the Xavier Saints are now going over to the students and celebrating here as they get the state championship tonight by a score of 31-13. As Xavier goes 13-0, they weren't wire-to-wire number one.
Nope.
And coming into this season, yeah, I think people knew Xavier was going to be a good football team. I don't think with all the losses, basically 20 starters they lost last year.
Yep.
And it's now to a point where Xavier doesn't rebuild, they just reload. And same thing with Pella here, too, obviously. But to say that Xavier went under the radar this year, I think they did for about the first 4 or 5 weeks.
I think they did in the sense that the expectation of them being in the state finals game again and winning it was maybe something that people would not have predicted at that point. But what no one could see, Scott, was the week-to-week improvement and the trust that these athletes had in their coaches and the confidence that the coaches had in their athletes that if they could get them to block, tackle, pass, run, throw, do all those basic fundamentals. This is one of the most fundamentally sound teams that Xavier has ever had, and that's saying a lot because they didn't really have any wildly out-of-the-ordinary stars. They just put 11 guys on the field every snap. Forget about what side of the ball it's on. Those 11 guys did their job, trusted what their coaches told them, and did what they set out to do. And the improvement that they made throughout the season, phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Just phenomenal indeed. Xavier scoring first. Joey Drahazel from 16 yards out. On the opening drive of the game, 78 yards in 6 minutes and 16 seconds, and that set the tone. Extra point by Ben Conrad was knocked right through, and it was 7-0 in favor of Xavier. 10-0 lead after Xavier got a short field on a bad punt. Conrad, a 26-yard field goal, made it 10-0. And then the Saints made it 17-0 on their very next possession. It was Quinn Schulte to Joe Drahazel on a throwback screen from 43 yards out, and that made it 17-0. Pella, after the kickoff, got their only, first touchdown of the ball game as it was a Gustafson to Van Zee pass. And that from 36 yards out made it 17-7. But then Xavier, maybe the drive of the game, just ahead of halftime, John, they needed something to get going and ended up coming up with the play, the trick play, the double pass. And that one from Gabe Lux to McLean Berger.
The old double pass.
Yep. And that made it 24-7. At the halftime break, Xavier came out, scored on a Quinn Schulte 1 yard run. That after the only turnover of the ball game, that made it 31-7. And then Pella got on their second to last drive, they got a touchdown run from Van Zee to make it 31-13. And that was the final score. Let's take a look at the final stats in this one. Total yards, 326 yards I had for Xavier to 236 for Pella. Xavier, as we talked about on the pregame show, 202 yards of rushing in this game tonight. Pella came in giving up only 98 yards a game on the ground. We said in the pregame, if Xavier can hold the ball, if they can run it, if they can keep the Pella offense off the field, it was going to be a pretty good night. And that's exactly what they did. Xavier came up with 202 yards rushing. Stovey ended up tonight on my sheet with a total of 21 carries, 80 yards, which would put him at 1,001 for the season. Also, Quinn Schulte, 24 rushes, 86 yards in the ballgame. Joey Drahazel, carried it four times for a total of 30 yards. And Wyatt Johnson had his one carry for 6 yards in the ball game tonight. Quinn Schulte, 7-9, 88 yards, one touchdown. Gabe Lux, the double pass for the touchdown to McLean Berger, 1-for-1, 21 yards. And then the fake field goal, the Briley Bastion, 1-for-1 for 15 yards on the pass to Jared Brown. Xavier hit 7 different receivers in this game. 2 catches apiece for Drahazel for 49, a touchdown. Lux, 2-for-26, and then 1 apiece for Scott, Hines, Stobie, Berger, and Brown. Xavier with 15, make it 16 first downs in the ball game. Xavier penalized 6 times in the ball game for 56 yards. Xavier had 6 sacks in the ball game tonight and no turnovers. For Pella, 236 yards, quite a few of those coming late in the ball game after it was decided. 205 through the air. Ryan Gustafson, 11 of 20 for 205 yards and 1 touchdown on the night. Avery Van Zee, very good player. 5 receptions for 105 yards and a touchdown. 2 catches for Warner, 1 apiece for DeYoung, for Downs, and for Ware. But Pella just could not get anything going on the ground in this one here tonight. As Pella ended up, the leading ground gainer was Sam Warner, 4 carries, 24 yards. Van Zee, 7 for 19. Schnell, 5 for 21. Gustafson had 42 yards of losses in this game tonight. Pella with 12 first downs, 4 penalties for a total of 20 yards, and they had the game's only turnover, which led to a Xavier touchdown. Third down conversions. Saints were 8 of 14 tonight, 2 out of 2 on fourth down, while Pella was 4 out of 10 on third down tries tonight. And I had the final time of possession, 30 minutes and 20 seconds for Xavier to 17:40 for Pella. So Xavier nearly owned the foot. They owned it for, two and a half quarters of this game tonight. That was a big, big stat.
Boy, another one, and this is the old coach in me, too, that used to have so much time I spent on defense, and that is that Pella only rushed for 34 yards on this night. Jim O'Connell is going to sleep very well this winter, going to bed at night knowing that his defense held in the state championship game, the 3-time defending state champion, to 34 yards rushing. That's crazy.
Absolutely. And, you got to think that a lot of good-feeling people down there, this senior class, they didn't lose a whole lot for the Xavier Saints going through the program. And they end up with the 13-0 season here and the 3A state championship here in the year 2017. Xavier's still on the floor down there. They're not wanting to leave down there. Gabe Lux walking out there right now. Joey Drahazel there. Jacob Hines is wearing that the championship banner right now as a cape. And I don't think you're going to get it away from Jacob Hines at this point. And he was terrific. We need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's. I'm not sure you can single out one certain individual in this game here tonight, John. I'm tempted just to give it to the whole team because it was a team effort. You had Gabe Lux throwing double passes, Briley Bastion throwing a fake field goal, Joey Drahazel. I'm not sure how many people thought Joey was going to be an integral part of this team going into the year, and he was. Ended up with 2 touchdowns tonight. He was absolutely outstanding. Quinn Schulte. I don't think anybody feels better than Quinn Schulte tonight after the disappointment of a year ago. And so I'm tempted just to give it to the whole Saint team and the Saint coaching staff tonight.
If you asked their head coach, Dwayne Schulte, that's what he'd say. I promise you that's what he'd say.
A team effort, and what a game plan, I think, as well, that Xavier had tonight for this one, offensively and defensively.
It's the best offensive game plan I've seen Dwayne Schulte call, and that's saying something. He had everything clicking for him tonight. He had every eventuality planned for. Every I was dotted, every T was crossed. It was a magnificent stroke of play calling by Dwayne Schulte.
Yeah, really did a fantastic job, and kudos to the Saints as they come away with the victory in this one tonight. by a score of 31-13. As we come your way from the Uni Dome on the Rainer Dorf postgame show here tonight. And as we mentioned, going in and last week, that semifinal game when Xavier was counting it down in the fourth quarter, it was 35-0. And they didn't say it. They still won't admit it. There was one team in this state. They had one thing to do, one thing left to do in 3A, and that was exercise those demons against the Pella Dutch.
You are so right on target. That is the word. There was an exorcism that was performed in this Unidome tonight, and there were no crosses involved. There was no fathers that came out onto the field. It was just a bunch of guys in white jerseys that had a year to stew on the end of that semifinal game last year, knowing full well that they wanted a team in green across from them when they played for the state title. And that's what they got. And Scott, it is plain and simple. They just were not going to be denied tonight.
No, and did a great, great job and took this game by the throat early. And just really, it was 17-7 at that point. And like
never
we
in
said,
doubt, though.
Xavier needed something to come in that possession ahead of the halftime break, because Pella was going to get the ball to start the second half, and that's exactly what Xavier did. I said, well, go down, try to get a field goal, and they came up with the double pass for the touchdown.
Yeah, and they very easily could have. Ben Conrad had a 26-yarder previous to that. He could have chipped that one right through, too, but Dwayne Schulte knew that it was drive the dagger home time, and he had the right call for the right situation, and you're right, that was great turning point in this game, and the Saints never looked back after that.
So Xavier wins at 31-13, and it'll be a very good celebration for the Xavier Saints. Probably have something coming up over the weekend. If we find out, we'll be sure to pass it along to you, as Xavier will celebrate this first 3A championship and the second one in school history. And you look at next year, you got a 1,000-yard rusher, and Braden Stobie did go over 1,000 by 1 yard. You're going to have your quarterback back. Herkett, a linebacker.
He's going to be a dandy.
Krizek coming back on that defensive line. Another terrific sophomore group. Good freshman group that Xavier had. I don't anticipate a whole lot of drop-off.
Something tells me we'll be back up here again in a year.
And
one way or another.
You don't know how the playoffs are going to play out. You don't know how anything is going to happen as far as drawing up the districts. But Xavier's got things rolling right now in 3A.
Well, I'm very happy for Dwayne Schulte and his staff, because so much has gone into this championship. You can't imagine the hours. You can't imagine the little frustrations along the way that coaching always presents at every level. And they've weathered the storm in every case, and they never wavered in their confidence that what they were doing was right, and if you just stayed the course, good things would happen. They've come so close in recent years, Scott. This is something else that, you know, if you ask Dwayne Schulte, what's the most satisfying thing tonight about this? And obviously having his son Quinn would be a part of that, but also the fact that he gets so close, he and his staff with these players, that to see them come up here and get into the semifinals and only to get turned back, or go to the finals twice in recent years and not savor the victory and have to go home with the runner-up trophy, just finally getting over that hurdle again when you've been so close, has to be so gratifying for them.
And had a really good district they played in, had a tough road to this championship tonight, beating Oskaloosa, a good Davenport Assumption team with a very good quarterback in Levi. Then, of course, that great defensive team that Solon had, and beat them 35-7 for Kevin Miller, and then coming through with a 31-13 victory here tonight. And like I said, you just never know exactly what's going to happen with each group of individuals and each group of kids. And boy, oh boy, and the coaching staff and the families right now, they're having hugs down on the field. Xavier finally left the playing surface now. And they can pick that thing up and carry the bus back to Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, for about the last 15 minutes, they've been levitating.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So congratulations to the Xavier Saints. They are the champions of 3A football tonight as they win it by a score of 31-13 over Pella, ending the Dutch three-year run as the Class 3A football state champions. Well, Jacob Hines is not out yet. He's still on the field. Heiner is at this point, so he'll get in there and join his teammates coming up here in just a little bit. We got two more games coming your way tomorrow. It'll be an early wake-up call for Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle and Todd Warner. They're going to be here at 10:30 tomorrow morning. It'll be the 1A championship, Iowa City Regina and Van Meter coming up tomorrow morning. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then tomorrow night, 6:45, again, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It'll be the 4A state championship, the Iowa City West Trojans taking on the Dowling Catholic Maroons. And we'll see what happens tomorrow with the two Iowa City schools, but we hope good things.
Yeah, we'll hope the little mojo rubs off on the corridor and a couple more titles come home tomorrow. We shall see, but best of luck to each of those teams involved.
Yep, that'll be coming up tomorrow, 10:30 at 6:45. Iowa State basketball tomorrow as well. That will be at 5:30. Iowa State will take on either Tulsa or Western Michigan tomorrow in the semifinal winner bracket game of the Puerto Rico tip-off in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And, again, that will be at 5:30 and 1600 a.m. Our local programming will shift over to 107.5 and 106.3 FM at that time. And thus ends year 15 of the Odyssey, John.
You know what I was thinking earlier this week when I was out working at for Hughes Nursery and Landscaping? I was thinking that next year is going to be my 16th year to have the great good pleasure of working with you, Scott. And I know that next year is number 30 for you overall. So I'm going to be able to say that I've been with you over half of your career in the broadcast booth for football.
How about that? Yeah, we'll be a big 3-0 next year. I didn't think about that. Seen a lot of good football over the years, including this one tonight. And good to call a Metro team winning a state championship. We've had some state championships, but it has been a while since a Metro team has done it, 2006.
Well, we've certainly called a number of finals where the team that we were covering ended up going home with the runner-up trophy, but this is a very, very satisfying win tonight for everybody involved.
Yep, indeed. And that's going to wrap things up. Football coming up tomorrow, and then basketball coming up next Tuesday night. Our first broadcast, girls basketball, Cedar Rapids Prairie, hosting the Muscatine Muskies from Prairie High School. And myself, Steve Dozer, will have that one for you coming up on Tuesday night right here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. John, great year. Great to finish it up here. And we'll talk to you a few thousand times, I'm sure, during the wrestling season.
Well, thanks to all our loyal listeners, too. It's a real pleasure to work with you, Scott. You're the best that there is. And it's what keeps me coming back year after year is just the fun that we have up here in the broadcast booth together. And on nights like tonight, it's just a little extra special.
Yep, indeed. And kudos to you out there. Big thanks to all our great sports and football boosters as well. You hear a lot of them coming up for the basketball season as well. And, of course, you'll hear them tomorrow. And above all, a big thanks to our presenting sponsor of high school football. That is First Federal Credit Union. And catch him online at firstfedcu.com. Big thanks to Jeff Downing in the studio and for John Haggerty. I'm Scott Unash saying so long, and thanks for tuning in tonight. Cedar Rapids Xavier, the Saints are your Class 3A champions. Second title in school history. Final score of the 3A championship, Cedar Rapids Xavier 31 and the Pella Dutch 13. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from the Unidome on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number one Iowa City West takes on number two West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their fifth straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number two West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
A lot less than you're paying right now. It's kind of like getting the number one starting price of a bag.